Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Positive and productive, that's how the U.S. and Israel describe President Trump's White House meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Meanwhile, seems as if things are heating up again in the Mideast.
President Trump announced at the weekend that he was calling off a nearly two-week American bombing campaign that had seen nightly strikes by the U.S. on Iran in order to make way for negotiations. But a statement from U.S. Central Command said that since Sunday, what it called terrorists aligned to Iran had mounted more than two dozen drone attacks against U.S. and Saudi targets from bases in eastern Iraq. U.S. and Saudi fighter jets struck multiple targets near the Iran-Iraq border and elsewhere in Iraq as part of what it called a strong response.
The BBC's David Willis. Jordan's military says its air defenses intercepted five Iranian missiles early today. Dr. Anthony Fauci due to testify today before a Senate panel. His appearance comes on the heels of shocking revelations culled from his diary about COVID-19, its origins, and his role during the pandemic's darkest days.
The content of the entries reveal Fauci was absolutely obsessed with his newfound fame while the coronavirus spread and Americans were locked down, many sick and some dying. Fauci writes, "The situation with my national and international fame is explosive and really unimaginable," adding that he may be the most famous and talked about person in the country.
Correspondent Laura Winters. It was party line vote, the Senate confirming Jay Clayton as a new National Intelligence Director. Japan's earthquake death toll has risen. It's now up to at least 18. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures down 28 points, NASDAQ futures 122 points higher, the S&P futures are up 24. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Christian Healthcare Ministries is not another health insurance policy. If you're tired of year-long contracts and pointless restrictions, CHM offers anytime enrollment on your schedule and at your convenience. With CHM, you're paying half the cost of a traditional health insurance plan. So that puts more money back into your budget for everyday needs. Plus, you'll have access to CHM's care solutions for virtual appointments, prescription savings, surgery support, and more. My family and I joined in 2018, and it's changed our lives for the better. We love paying way less while helping other believers afford their medical bills. Take the leap of faith and see why Christians across the nation are better with CHM.
Get started by calling 1-833-JOIN-CHM and use promo code WELLNESS for a 50% credit towards your first month. That's 1-833-JOIN-CHM and use promo code WELLNESS.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Already slowing here on 895 going into the southbound tunnel at the Old Harbor Tunnel. It looks like both lanes are moving, and actually the camera on the south end as you're going to the toll plaza shows the traffic is coming out, but it only takes a slow moving vehicle or just somebody just kind of creeping along that backs us up. We're not quite back to O'Donnell Street, but we are getting some brake lights on 895 South already through there. One minor wreck I want to tell you about on the Capitol Beltway early. It's on the shoulder on the outer loop at River Road right before the American Legion Bridge in Montgomery County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off a lot calmer for your Wednesday morning. As we head toward the afternoon, we'll see a mix of clouds and sun, highs in the 80s and breezy conditions as well, keeping us dry as we head toward the end of the week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
71 degrees in Nottingham and 73 in Abingdon at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that for months, Canton residents have been exchanging horror stories and grainy surveillance video, desperately trying to identify the man they say has been exposing himself to multiple women, roaming the streets naked and even masturbating in public. On Tuesday, those blurry images gave way to a clear mugshot. Baltimore police arrested 49-year-old Jason Morgan on three counts of indecent exposure. Investigators say they continue to search for evidence of additional incidents. As residents tell Fox 45, the man has plagued the area for years now. More information is coming out after a Baltimore teen was charged with murder while already in juvenile booking for a separate crime, according to Baltimore police. The department confirmed the 16-year-old male has been charged with the first-degree murder of Quentin McClellan, 35, of Baltimore. Officers were called to the intersection of Ashland Avenue and Bond Street in the city's Central District February 28th of 2026. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 241, the pick 4, 7275. 6:05 on Casey & Company, Stein on Sports coming up next.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Brought to you by Barnett & General, offering same-day service. If you buy an AM and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. No comfort last night for Oreo fans in Detroit. In fact, it was quite an embarrassment.
Oh, boy. Valencia, another bid down the line. He's got it. That's a capper to a marvelous night at Comerica Park.
Call courtesy of MLB TV, Eduardo Valencia, capping a night for Detroit that saw the Tigers score in every inning on their way to a 14-0 rout of the Birds. At a time when the tenor of the season truly hangs in the balance, Dean Kramer was rocked on the hill last night, allowing a career-high 8 runs in 4 innings pitched. His manager after the game.
Dean's frustrated, and rightfully so. It's, you know, it's not the best version of him right now, but, you know, with Dean's track record and the way he works and the teammate he is, we feel, you know, pretty confident he can get back on track.
Well, last two starts for Kramer, 10 innings pitched, 14 runs allowed. Day one of Ravens training camp today in Owings Mills. The team hitting the practice field at 11 a.m. this morning. Here's Lamar on the vibe in the building before camp begins.
I'm hyped, man. I believe just because we finished the season off in a way we wasn't accustomed to, you know. So just that, you know, new guys around, you know, just a whole new team basically, you know, and I'm a vet now.
Coming up in 30 minutes, signs of frustration building over for the Orioles. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company, Talk Radio 680, WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. And it is a Wednesday, July the 29th, 2026. I'm Sean Casey. And coming up on the program in this hour, we're going to take a look at Maryland to pay $85 million for substandard voting machines.
Here we go again in the state of Maryland. If it's not the ballots that'll get you, it is the voting machines. Also, Deep State is in a fight to the death to defend voter fraud, as the Uniparty, both parties, don't want the Save America Act to clean up our elections. But our top story here today, once again, Wes Moore, who apparently just happened to be in the state yesterday on a rare occasion, dodging and laughing off. He was up there with a Anne Arundel County executive, Stuart Pittman, is also head of the Maryland Democrat Party, and Gary Collins of Fox 45 Spotlight on Maryland, who has been dogging the governor over his military records, and now, of course, the tax records are a big deal. Once again, was able to ask a question at a press conference, and you'll hear the question, and then, of course, you can't hear it as much, but you can see it if you see the video. Both Stuart Pittman and the governor laugh. They laugh off the question as if this is just a ridiculous question. Let's hear it and then we'll discuss.
Governor, now for months, we've requested to you multiple times the release of your tax records, your military records. Your spokesperson even said that those records would be released back, I believe, in March. We still haven't received those records. Just fundamentally, do Marylanders know who you actually are? It's a serious question, Governor.
Yeah, we have been very transparent in terms of.
But
we have.
When have
are you
letting
me not
receive
answer
the
records? Let him answer the question.
I hope he does answer the question.
We have, if you look at what we have done, that we are the, not only put an anti-corruption EO on day one. Also, I put all of my assets within a blind trust and also signed legislation that every governor coming after me must put all their assets inside of a blind trust as well. That we have, if people have any questions about my military records, they can just read the Baltimore Banner, who did a wonderful job of being able to profile that. And frankly, the thing that I want released are the Epstein files.
Rich, wait, time out. Read the Baltimore Banner. They're the impeccable journalistics. They're a left-wing rag is what they are. And the fact is that the Baltimore Banner, even they cast aspersions or doubt on the governor's military records. Mr. Governor, sir, I would not be pointing to the Baltimore Banner as the savior on the question about your military records. It's just incredible. See, this is the hubris. This is this arrogance that Wes Moore and the Maryland Democrat Party have because they are dominant. They have a supermajority in Annapolis. They have the media, with the exception of this station and Fox 45, in their pocket. Nobody else. And the Baltimore Sun, obviously. So, again, this is just amazing. They just laugh off the question. Then he doesn't even answer the question. So, I created any corruption force, and, we're all about transparency. Does anybody miss the just the hypocrisy and just the ironic, just dripping with irony that he's sitting there, I'm all about transparency, while he is not revealing his military records? All he has to do, release them. And this all ends, well, maybe not, because of what's in the records. And that's going to be a dogging question here for the next. It's going to be haunting him all the way through the election, I think, right? Get your thoughts as well. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. 613 traffic and weather on the freeze. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker. Morning, Chuck.
Morning. Whatever we had at the Old Harbor Tunnel first report was very slow going into the tunnel, has now corrected itself, and we're back to normal, at least for right now. And everything is pretty smooth after O'Donnell Street and then going into the tunnel. 95 next door. Good start there. Beltway west side is clear. There is a car stop on the right shoulder on the outer loop south of I-70. Doesn't appear to be a big problem right now. The wreck on the Capitol Beltway was minor, very quickly to the shoulder, but there is a delay around to the area of I-270 and towards River Road. That's before the American Legion Bridge, and there are some brake lights through that area. Good ride through Annapolis right now between the Bay Bridge and the ramps at I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Wednesday. A lot calmer today. Boy, those storms were violent last night. Those winds were just very heavy. There was a tornado warning spotted. Tornadoes in Harford County yesterday. The radar was just blowing up everywhere. We had heavy downpours, heavy winds. It was a lot of damage. We still have people without power here this morning, some 20,000 or so without power. So today's going to be much nicer, so hang in there. Clouds and sun today, breezy at times, highs in the 80s. It'll stay dry for the rest of the week with we'll warm up heading towards the weekend as we get back into more summer-like weather. But boy, those were fine. Watching that thing, I mean, the lights were flickering. On and off last night.
My phone kept lighting up tornado warning Anarazzo, tornado warning Harford County, tornado warning Cecil County.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wow. So we'll have to wait, I guess, for the National Weather Service to see if they actually spotted any funnel clouds or any touchdowns or whatever.
My dog howled.
Yeah.
He freaked out.
They don't like getting like storms?
Yeah. No, Dobermans do not like storms. For the, I mean, everyone I've had, he howled. It was funny.
Right now, sunny and 70 in Annapolis, 66 in Ellicott City. And time for some one-liner news. New study claims that the asteroid impact 66 million years ago wiped out the Earth's dinosaurs in a matter of hours, not months or years.
I'm still here.
Yeah, just hours. Yes, you are.
Me too.
Exactly. It's kind of crazy to think the dinosaurs are wiped out in less time it takes to watch Jurassic Park. Boom. Gone.
See ya.
A new figure showed that the number of Canadians visiting the United States in 2025 was down 25% from the previous year.
Mm-hmm.
That number would be even higher if Justin Trudeau wasn't making all those booty calls to Katy Perry.
Oh, go.
Tom Cruise's daughters changed their name. Suri legally changed their last name from Cruise to Noelle. Apparently, Noelle is Katie Holmes, her mom's middle name. She doesn't want the, I guess, the limelight or the name Cruz.
Under the heading of Who Gives a Crap.
Yeah. Now she's known as the daughter formerly known as Cruz.
Right.
A Democrat socialist bartender named Francesca Hong is polling ahead of other Democrats in the race for governor of Wisconsin.
Hmm.
Oh. A socialist bartender. She kind of bounces between Karl Marx and Maker's Mark.
You know? She knows Ocasio-Cortez.
That's what I was just going to say.
Yeah. So it's that's just amazing. You watch it. They're out there blatant. They're pushing the envelope here.
Oh, yeah.
And the Democrat Party's doing nothing.
No, they're rolling over.
To stop it.
Right. They're scared.
I don't want to see Chuck Schumer roll over. But, yeah. Or Nadler.
No, we don't want to see. Or Jerry Nadler, for that matter. Mm-mm.
Yeah, he
Or Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, my God. Well, I was going to eat some breakfast, but I'm not.
The sprawling estate built by KFC founder Colonel Sanders is up for sale. Apparently, owning Colonel Sanders' house is on Chuck's bucket list.
Oh!
What's that place called? The Chicken Ranch?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. But right now, the mortgages are figuring looking high. So I would stay away from him.
Mr. Casey.
The governor of Kentucky is demanding that Mitch McConnell verbally address his health status or resign. This after the latest proof of life photo that came out.
Yeah. So is Maxine Waters back yet? She hasn't come back yet either, has she?
Yeah, no, she ill.
Well, she was gone for a while. She was, the hospital or something?
I haven't seen or heard from her. She's been quiet.
Well, I don't want
Jesse
to see her.
Crockett stole all of her oxygen, I think. I do hope Mitch McConnell returns to the Senate because without him, C-SPAN is just so boring. without frozen Mitch. Body cam footage has been released of Tony Romo's July 23rd OWI that's operating while under the influence of his arrest on a Wisconsin freeway just got released. He had just left a golf tournament when he got pulled over. Here is part of the pullover and the arrest.
Where are you coming from?
The golf course. And I'm going to meet Grandma and Grandpa.
I'll take a driver's license from you.
You got it.
I can't.
How many drinks have you had? As of right now, we're on a leveled ground. We're on a bridge.
I don't hear.
I want to convey you somewhere that's going to be an even surface, free of debris.
Yes, I agree, so we don't get hit.
Turn around for me.
All right. Apparently, that storm probably knocked us for a loop last night. But that was basically said he was coming from the golf course. He was going to visit Grandma and Grandpa. And then, next up, they wouldn't do a field sobriety test. He pulled over in a highway overpass. It wasn't even, wasn't level. So they had to take him to the police station where they gave him the test, and then he failed.
Willing to submit to a PBT?
What is that?
Machine that you blow in?
Oh, no, we're not doing that.
Okay.
I've already heard from all the lawyers, don't ever do that.
Okay.
Did I pass this test?
Turn around.
No, I didn't. Huh? Can I use my phone real quick? Because there's a plane taking off.
You're under arrest for operating on the influence, okay?
Yeah, so then he got arrested because he refused the breathalyzer, and he failed the test.
I'm not hearing.
Okay, we'll work on that when we get a chance. You know?
As long as I'm hearing you and Maggie.
Yes.
Oh, honey.
Anyway, there's a new poll out revealing the three Maryland spots that evoke the strongest summer nostalgia. What do you think? I'll give you a hint. They're all in Ocean City. So these are the three spots that evoke the strongest summer nostalgia feelings.
Well,
any guesses?
Thrashers.
Gotta be Trippers.
Thrashers is number
Trippers
one.
Rides.
Trippers Rides, number three.
Yes. Okay.
And Candy Kitchen, number two. What about
Dumpsters?
Bowl on the Beach. Dumpsters is a good one.
Dumpsters Dairyland.
Yeah, exactly.
One of the best.
Core Brothers, also a great one.
Love Core Brothers.
Frozen custard. Yeah, it's the best. It is the absolute best. What about the Himalaya? Yeah. That in and of itself was well worth it. The Zipper. Remember the Zipper?
Oh, yeah. That's one of my favorites. I still ride that.
Yeah.
This old lady loves to ride rides.
Listen, we don't need to hear your personal stories.
They took away the Zipper, though.
They did.
They put that giant Ferris wheel up.
I was, years ago, as a teenager, I was on the Zipper when the oil crankcase broke. And hot oil rained down. And thank God, nobody got really injured by it. But it was... It was a mess. You had to sit there. They had to wipe it off. It had to cool off before anybody could get off the Zipper. It stuck for there about 45 minutes.
Somebody yacked on me on the Zipper. It came through a little cage.
That's a common thing that happens, you guys. You had seagulls and others.
Oh, yeah. Seagulls just last week. Yep. Yeah. Right. Standing there at Thrashers and...
All right, if you have, your favorite summer nostalgia, you can certainly give us a call. Let us know, 410-922-6680. Chuck, seeing in just a couple. Listening to Casey and Company.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel and American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bowe and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
Grandma's coming! Grandma!
I know. Ugh. What am I going to do with this house? I don't have the energy this year to listen to her critique my cleaning and how this place looks.
Call Maid Pro!
I know. I'll call Maid Pro. Their 49-point checklist will keep your grandmother quiet and get this place back in shape and up to her standards.
Can we have candy, please?
Oh, God.
Call Maid Pro, 410-529-5960 or maidpro.com, because grandma's standards aren't standard.
If you're taking a closer look at your financial future, now is the time to talk with someone you trust. Own a business and want to understand your valuation or start planning an exit strategy? Maybe you want a fresh set of eyes on your investment portfolio. That's where Tim Herb, financial advisor at RBC Wealth Management, comes in. Tim explains things clearly, helps you build a plan, giving you confidence and moving forward. Connect with Tim Herb, RBC Wealth Management. Take the next step toward a more secure financial future.
RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA.
If you own a business, you cannot afford to be overlooked. WCBM Radio helps you reach an engaged audience that values local business and responds to strong messaging. With radio, digital, and social media, WCBM can create custom campaigns built to deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call WCBM today and let's get your business moving.
6:23, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
There's a report of a wreck on the BW Parkway now. If you're coming north from Powder Mill Road, it's reported up around the bridge at 198. at 197. So we're going to look into that area, see if we can see it. But in the meantime, you should be prepared for that delay again on the northbound side. And we usually get a little backup anyway through there as you're traveling north from Powder Mill Road. I'm just bringing the camera up right now. Doesn't look like there's much of a backup at this point, but we'll keep an eye on that. That report just came in. The wreck on the Capitol Beltway is beginning to clear. It was on the shoulder on the outer loop near River Road in Montgomery County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Talk 25 Weather Authority forecast, much calmer today after those violent thunderstorms roll through here with tornado warnings, tornado watches, heavy winds, downpours. I haven't seen the trees shake around my house like that in a long, long time. I lost one branch, but not of a smaller tree, but thank goodness all the other trees around the house did not come down. And unfortunately, some did. And again, we have power outages here this morning, so hang in there. BG is out. Crews are out working to do everything they can to restore power to your neighborhood. Today we'll have a mixture of clouds and sun, breezy at times, highs in the 80s. It'll be dry the rest of the week, and then we'll warm up towards the end of the week, towards the weekend. Right now, sunny, 70 in Ocean City, 68 in downtown Baltimore. We led off the show here today with Westmore and, of course, Stuart Pittman laughing off a question by Fox 45's Gary Collins about, do Marylanders really know their governor? And, of course, after laughing at it, and I don't think there's anything funny about what this governor has done to Marylanders in the largest tax increase in history, record, vehicle fees, permit fees, license fees, you name it, skyrocketing electric bills. Believe me, Marylanders do not have a sense of humor when it comes to when our pockets are being raided, by the, supermajority Democrats in this state. Nothing funny about it at all. Now, we'll see if that voter resentment and voter anger translates into the voting booth this fall. But then in the same breath, claiming that he has he's been transparent. And again, look, I'm going to break a little bit on the tax records. I don't think that it's necessary for politicians to reveal their tax records. I think that there's got to be some level of privacy in order to attract better candidates. I don't know how you think about that or how you feel about it. You can certainly let us know. But I do believe that obviously any kind of campaign contributions and donations should be fully disclosed. Anything have to do with a professional office or the elected official's position should be transparent, should be disclosed. But as far as their tax records or tax returns, they were after Trump's for years. Remember that? And then they leaked them. And the whole nine yards. And I think some stuff should remain private. A lot of it doesn't even have anything to do with their duties in office. It's just an opportunity for the state-run media and for others, the opposition researchers, to try to dig up dirt and throw it against their family. So I think in order to attract and recruit better candidates, I'm okay with not releasing the tax records. But I do think the military records, based on this controversy, based on the fact that he lied on his White House fellow's application saying that he had received the Bronze Star when he had not. That is a lie. That is a stolen valor. In fact, Paz says this morning, I had the honor of serving 22 years in our Navy. If I claimed an award that was not approved via the proper military review board, then I committed the egregious act of stolen valor. This would not change if a politician pulled strings for me decades later and gifted me an award over service members. This is another example of the hypocrisy from the American Marxist movement that decries privilege. Anyone else would be universally condemned. Moore, however, will likely run for president. And if Moore becomes president, our service members will face the dilemma of obeying orders from a commander-in-chief that then committed stolen valor. Yeah, you can see the stakes here and why this is so important. But it's just not that. It's the pattern of embellishment that Westmore has done over the years from in his own book, The Other Westmore. To Oxford thesis, which has just disappeared magically. The Bronze Star, saying that he knew Sergeant, Toby Elias, Toby. He didn't know him. People that were in his unit said that Westmore did not know him. And this is a guy that, remember, he said he had visioned his corpse in his grandfather's casket when he hadn't even met him yet. I mean, so clearly, There's no need for him to embellish because he had a pretty good track record to begin with. I mean, you're in the 82nd Airborne, you're in the military, you serve in Afghanistan, be it in the being an MP or whatever it is, whatever position he had. It certainly wasn't in combat, but that's a whole nother item. And then a Rhodes Scholar, and then, of course, very successful with a nonprofit up in New York. He really didn't need to embellish, but that's what they do. These people that are narcissists, they feel this compulsion to burgeon their credentials. You know, if you're working on a build or a big redesign right now, if you're a contractor, you have the right partners, makes all the difference in the world. That's why you need to look into our good friends, Town Appliance. They have a trade program. It's literally built for pros like builders, contractors, interior designers, and multifamily property owners. They handle the delivery nationwide, so you get exactly what you ordered on time. Plus, you get a dedicated rep, exclusive benefits, and pricing tailored to your specific project. They have over 70 brands to choose from, everything from everyday appliances to high-end luxury kitchens. Give them a call, text them, or go online, townappliance.com, to get started today. It's 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 reports that a Baltimore City Circuit Court judge heard arguments Tuesday in a closely watched legal battle that could reshape the powers of the city's independent watchdog and determine whether the Office of Inspector General should have direct access to records it says is necessary to carry out the charter mandate of rooting out waste, fraud, and abuse. This report brought to you by Audiology and Associates. The lawsuit filed by Inspector General Isabel Cumming accuses Mayor Scott and his administration of unlawfully restricting her office's access to city records and treating the OIG like any other member of the public by requiring requests go through the traditional Maryland Public Information Act, MPIA, process. The Scott administration, meanwhile, argues that the OIG has no legal authority to demand unrestricted access to records and maintains state law governs what records can be released. And Maryland schools continue to post modest increases in student test scores while funding soars. The Maryland State Department of Education on Tuesday released the 2026 state test results for math and English language arts, known as MCAP, the Maryland Comprehensive Assessment Program. Third through eighth grade students, along with some high schoolers, take the standardized test. Since last year, proficiency rates have increased, but school funding has increased much faster. From 2025 to 2026, math and ELA proficiency rates both increased by about 2% statewide. In 2025, 26.5% of students were proficient in math. In 2026, 27.1% were proficient. 2025, 50.5% of students were proficient in English language arts. And in 2026, that number increased to 51.7%. It's 6:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
It looks like the wreck on the VW Parkway is northbound above 197. And looking at the camera here, and it's really coming to a slowdown right through there. So again, coming up from Powder Mill Road, working your way through 197, coming up from 198. It looks like the wreck is going to be after the bridge at 197. We're also looking at some slowing, not yet confirmed as a wreck, but a problem on Route 32. Just to the east of the parkway, and again, we'll keep an eye on that. There are now two minor accidents on the Capitol Beltway, both on the shoulder, outer loop at Connecticut Avenue, and then again on the outer loop near the ramp at River Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off a lot calmer for your Wednesday morning. As we head toward the afternoon, we'll see a mix of clouds and sun, highs in the 80s and breezy conditions as well, keeping us dry as we head toward the end of the week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, not really sure how to process that Orioles loss last night.
He doesn't walk a whole lot of guys. You're probably going to see a strike. And he does here. Glaber gives it a ride. Deep left field and gone!
Call was courtesy of MLB TV. That two-run shot by Glaber Torres in the fourth was all she wrote for Dean Kramer, the last of his eight runs allowed, as the Tigers become the 22nd team in MLB history to score in every inning. 14-0 was the final last night in Detroit, the most lopsided shutout loss for Baltimore since 2004. It got to the point where Chadwick Tromp mopped up for the Birds last night, throwing 36-mile-per-hour Ephus pitches in the eighth with the predictable result.
Oh, boy. Valencia, another bit down the line. He's got it. That's a capper to a marvelous night at Comerica Park.
If you're a Tiger fan, the Birds now sit 4-under at 52 and 56 on the year. And don't look now, but Tarek Skubal goes for Detroit today at 1:10 p.m. Trevor Rogers goes for Baltimore. It could be the last start for each of those pitchers in their respective uniforms. Ravens players have already gotten a taste of Jesse Minter and his coaching staff through off-season OTAs. Now it's training camp time. That begins today at 11 a.m. Here's offensive tackle Ronnie Stanley on what Jesse Minter brings to the table for Baltimore.
I think he just brings a positive, you know, mentality and optimistic outlook on, you know, every individual in the building. He just pumps belief into the players, and I think that's just, you know, his big focus on, you know, coming into this team.
Stanley, part of that revamped offensive line featuring first-round draft choice Vavenga Ioane. Elsewhere in the NFL, the Eagles' Jalen Carter has become the highest-paid defensive tackle in league history. The two-time Pro Bowler signed by Philly to a four-year, $152 million extension yesterday, $106 million of it guaranteed. Also, Buccaneers quarterback Baker Mayfield announced he will play out his deal with Tampa Bay this year and become a free agent at the end of the season. And finally, some exciting high school basketball news in Baltimore. Under Armour is bringing some of North America's top high school basketball players to town and placing them on a court that has produced plenty of stars of its own. We're talking about the inaugural City Classic on August 15th at St. Francis Academy. 20 of the top boys and girls players from across North America are expected to compete. NBA All-Star and Under Armour athlete De'Aaron Fox will coach one team alongside Derek Queen, a Baltimore native who played at St. Francis, played one season at Maryland before reaching the NBA. The time now is 6:37 when we return the takeaway from last night's game.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
First of all, if you're just waking up and you saw the 14-0 score, that's not a football game. That is a baseball game.
No, the lopsided loss. It seems like we've had an inordinate amount of them this year.
Yeah, and that's kind of that's my point. And so the takeaway that I got from last night's game was this team has had multiple opportunities to try to get over that hump, right? They had 7 3-game winning streaks earlier in the year before they finally broke through. They had an opportunity last night, especially with Tarek Skubal on the mound today, to win that series in Detroit last night. They couldn't take advantage of it. This team is just maddeningly inconsistent all year. Or maybe they're consistent because they can't take advantage of all the opportunities. But my point is I just, you know, and I keep waffling, it just doesn't look to me like this team has enough to take advantage of the opportunities to make the stretch run.
Yeah, it's just inconsistent. I mean, I don't know what it is. I don't know whether it's the player motivation, coaching. Maybe it's talent. Maybe it's all of the above.
I think it's all of the above.
And it's just it's just not a good team.
Well, and I think it's even worse than that in terms of this. They're kind of in no man's land. They're not a terrible team, and they're not a good team.
Right.
So, and in a league this year where nobody, where everybody is that, okay, what do you do? Like, they're not out of it, okay, but they're kind of out of it. So your hands are kind of tied at the deadline. You're not going to get rid of your stars because you still have a shot, but then again, you're not going to probably be bringing players in because you don't know if you have a shot. They're really in the middle somewhere.
Well, yeah, I think
that's
the big
not
decision,
a good area to be in.
Yeah, I think a big decision for Elias now and for the organization is, does what we have, does it work right now? Or do we need to sell off some prospects and or you know, get some other people in, or you know, get some some picks in exchange at the trading deadline? I don't know if they're going to be buyers or sellers, because based on what you just said, they're neither. Right there, they're in no man's land. And so when you're nomads, which direction do you go in?
I just think that their most valuable chips that they can trade have value here. Like, why would you trade Trevor Rogers? Obviously, you haven't signed him yet because he's got value on the trade market, and that's a possibility right. In the next couple. But why would you trade him? He's got value here just as much as he's got value somewhere else.
Well, to me, it's about pitching, defense and timely hitting. But right now, we don't have the pitching. And so if you have an opportunity to get some pitchers and bring them in here, that'd be great. But
what we have today is a 14-0 loss.
That's brutal. That's
bad.
Thanks, Gary. 6:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. I want to make sure that you know what's going on here, and that is that the Uniparty, which I've referred to on a regular basis, that are deep state Democrats and Republicans. This is bipartisan. This is not picking on the Democrats. In fact, this is more a Republican problem, because you know who the Democrats are and what they're going to do. And right now, what we are involved in is, again, as Dr. Corsi has termed it, either stop this voter fraud or you will lose the Republic. This is a fight that is going to get much more intense and violent before the midterm elections in November. And I'm talking about physical violence. I'm talking about the verbal and, the back and forth between the two parties. Alex Newman, out there quoted as saying, voter integrity is one of the arenas where this fight to the death is taking place. We're going to determine in the not-so-distant future if the deep state and those who hate America and our constitutional republic are going to control the most powerful military and the most powerful economy in the world. Or are we, the people, going to exert control over the government we created to protect our liberties? It will be a fight to the death. There's no option. These two can end up with control of the government. We have a long fight ahead. And this is no small thing, as the very existence of America hangs in the balance this November. Newman goes on to say, I don't think the left, deep staters, or totalitarians are going to roll over and play dead here. They realize everything is at stake. They're putting all their chips in. If they get caught, a lot of them are going to end up in jail. We're talking about treason and sedition. And a key point is to understand this is not just a little crime or a misdemeanor or steering government contracts to your brother-in-law. This is an effort to subvert our form of government. And this is what's at stake this coming fall. And this is why we see the defense of voter fraud. They don't want to pass the Save America Act. Now, the good news is we're up to a dozen senators that have signed on to no recess. It's going to be canceled or delayed until we at least have a debate on the Save America Act. So it started off with two. In the last 3 days, we're up to a dozen. Now, we got a long way to go. But that's why you need to keep firing up the phones, the emails. Call your senators. And let them know how you feel about the Pass the Save America Act. And again, even if it gets stripped down to proof of citizenship and voter photo ID, you know, again, I'd like to see the mail-in ballots go bye-bye. We'll talk about more about that a little bit later on. But the other stuff, which, again, is more cultural, I agree with President Trump on protecting women's sports and protecting no more minor mutilations for transgender surgeries. But let's, focus on the priority here, and that is cleaning up our electoral process. And right now you got John Thune. This guy is based. This is the same guy, Thune the buffoon, that will not allow a recess appointment by his party's own president. Okay? 556 days into President Trump's presidency, he's not been allowed one recess appointment by the Republicans who control the United States Senate. What is going on here? I got a lot more to come in just a second. It's 6:43. Traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
The West Side Beltway still in good shape. We're getting some brake lights now between I-70 and Route 40. And then after that, it looks like as we go down the hill from there towards Frederick Road and eventually down towards 95, we're doing okay. No problems right now on the inner loop at Greenspring. The Parkville side is clear. And the southwest side of the Beltway, looking at it live right here at 695 and the BW Parkway, all the lanes are open. Now, the BW Parkway northbound has a wreck in the area north of Route 197. There's still a backup there. May go back towards Powder Mill Road, so keep an eye out for the brake lights there. And we're still seeing a delay. We don't have an official report of what's going on, but the data is showing a backup on Route 32 to the east of the bridge at 295. There may be a wreck in that area. It could be some late lifting construction, possibly, but it is showing a delay both east and westbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for today, a lot calmer than it was last evening. Those violent thunderstorms and maybe even, who knows, we had a tornado touchdown or not. We'll have to get the National Weather Service to confirm or reject that, but it was severe weather, that's for sure. But today, partly cloudy, and we got some mixture of clouds and sun, let's call it that. Today, breezy at times, and highs will be in the 80s. Sunny at 68 in Pasadena, 68 in Parkville. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Butterball Johnson.
Now, you can either come to the table and eat, or you can lie there and feed off your own fat.
That's nice. Beyond that, I have a quick update.
Yes, go right ahead. I need to collect my stuff. Stop laughing. After that one.
Stop laughing, you boob. That's a confirmed wreck on westbound Route 32 now. Confirmed wreck westbound between 198 and the Parkway. Go ahead.
Today is National Chicken Wing Day.
Oh. Tommy likey. Tommy want wingy.
Did you hear that, Chuck?
Yes, I did.
All right, we fixed it. And did you know there's a chicken wing song?
Chicken wing, hot dog and bologna, chicken and macaroni, chilling with my homies. Chicken wing, hot dog and bologna, chicken and macaroni.
Kill me now.
Oscar Mayer Wienermobile is turning 90 years old, and Oscar Mayer is celebrating the occasion with a special birthday treat.
Oh, I'd love to be an Oscar Mayer wiener. That is what I truly like to be. 'Cause if I were an Oscar Mayer wiener, everyone would be in love with me.
All right, to Maggie, just for you. Oscar Mayer celebrating the Oscar Mayer 90th anniversary and the Wienermobile with a wiener cake.
A wiener cake?
A wiener cake. That's right. It's a,
pictures,
a birthday cake made out of wieners.
Looks like a missile.
Yes, indeed.
Take one home to mama.
The wieners are wrapped in vertical fashion. And,
well, that's safe.
Instead of a slice of cake, you just take out a wiener, off of your cake.
Yeah. That's a Lorena Bobbitt special.
Yeah, no.
Well, that's a way. They saw to me.
I don't see any icing. I just see the buns and the wiener. But it's hard to tell from the picture.
I have so many comments, but yeah. The FCC doesn't like those
exactly.
Things, so.
KFC.
Come on, what do you care?
That's right.
Yeah, what do I care?
It's only your career.
Yeah, no problem.
The Simpsons got apparently wildly popular in Spain. It's so popular that KFC now has just got the Simpsons menu over in Spain. They have the Roski Burger. It's a KFC fried chicken sandwich, bacon, cheese, and Kentucky Gold sauce. There's the Chili Bites of Madness, melted cheese and spicy red chili bites. Inspired by Homer's infamous encounter with a Guatemalan and insanity pepper.
Guatemalan.
There's the catsup, a reference to Mr. Burns' iconic struggle to choose between ketchup and catsup. And, of course, they've got all sorts of theme packaging. So now Simpsons invading the new KFC menu in Spain. I don't know. It might come to the United States if it turns to be popular.
I hope so. I like it.
Costco just combined churros and croissants into one bakery item. They're called twice-baked cinnamon-filled croissants. The six-pack of those were just $9.99 at your participating Costco. So the Mexican dessert, bakery delight, the churro, and the croissant all together.
A delight in every bite.
Yes, indeed. Sad news for Captain James Landing. They're closing the Crab House for the season after the fire that they had just the other night. Restaurant says nobody was injured in the blaze. It was 4:30 in the morning on Sunday. Smoke were coming from the restaurant, which is right there on Boston Street. But the damage is such that they will not be able to open for the remainder of the season. So,
wow.
Yeah,
a lot of folks used to go out and used to eat outdoors.
I like to go to the boat-shaped restaurant.
Right, the boat-shaped.
That's okay, though.
Captain James. Yeah, but the other.
The Crab House, yeah.
The Crab House is one of those things. All right. Well, wish him luck. Hopefully, they'll get back in business.
Set up some tables on the street. We'll be down.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll make it work.
Chuck will be the first one at the table. And then the first one.
And we'll have a wiener cake for dessert.
That's right. And the first one under the table.
Isn't that nice? That's so special.
All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. We're talking about the deep state, and they won't cooperate with the Trump administration on voter registration lists. And we'll get to Maryland and what they're doing here in just a second. But Governor Mikey Sherrill, New Jersey, remember, she recently revealed over 6,600 non-citizens registered to vote, and 400 of them actually did vote. Well, now she's refusing to hand over that list to the feds. For some, manufactured reason of her own.
As I have said, I am not in the habit of turning over private identifying administration information of the citizens of New Jersey. This federal government is weaponizing the government against individuals that disagree with them. They weaponized my private data against me in my election, and so I am working to protect people and their private data here in New Jersey.
Yeah, well, she's trying to protect the little CYA there, because initially she blamed the software company IDEMIA, which, by the way, we use here in Maryland. IDEMIA said, no, wait a minute. All we get is garbage in, garbage out. Whatever you send us, that goes into our software. There's no glitch. We're not responsible for that. So somebody at the New Jersey Motor Vehicle Commission, either this was at one office or multiple offices, or maybe it was even statewide, they were taking illegal alien non-citizens and registering them to vote, which, by the way, is illegal. It is also, I looked it up, illegal to serve on a jury if you're a non-citizen. So that you have to be a citizen to be on a jury as well. And they had like 75,000 illegals on the jury duty rolls in Jersey, in the swamps of Jersey, as the saying goes. All right, 6:51, 9 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. And I want to tell you, if you are in the market to remodel your kitchen, if you're thinking about it, I want to save you a lot of money and save you a lot of time. My good friend Mike over at Elegant Kitchen and Design on Joppa Road in Baltimore County, they're going to take care of you. I'll just go in, tell them I sent you in. You'll see all the displays there, the cabinetry and the kitchens. They have just about everything all laid out, different colors, different styles, different designs, and their design team is just amazing. And, of course, they have all the countertops you would need as well. Granite, quartz, quartzite, and they can cut them right there for you, and they will save you a lot of money on your kitchen remodeling project. So don't pay full price. Don't break the bank. Go see Elegant Kitchen and Design. Ask for Mike. Tell him I sent you, and that's Joppa Road, Baltimore County Showroom, or, of course, their website, ElegantKD.com. That's ElegantKD.com.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
6:53, time for traffic and weather on the 3's update with Chuck Whitaker.
All right, there's some slowing now, 895 southbound. We're getting some brake lights here at the O'Donnell Street ramp. So that would be pretty much just the normal heavy traffic from there. Don't see any problems going into the Old Harbor Tunnel. 95 is still running with four lanes open at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Down to the south, couple of problems. Westbound Route 32, the wreck is between 198 and the BW Parkway. Pretty good size backup there right now on the westbound side. And we're still hurting from a wreck on the BW Parkway, which is northbound after the bridge at Route 197. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be a lot calmer today than it was last night, that's for sure. A lot of folks still without power this morning to those violent, severe thunderstorms that moved through the Baltimore Metro late yesterday afternoon, early evening. Mixture of clouds and sun today, breezy at times. Highs will be in the 80s, staying dry the rest of the week. And the big warm up headed towards this coming weekend. Right now, 68 and sunny in Middle River. And it is 68 in downtown Baltimore. And again, a lot of folks were asking about what's going on with the streaming WCBM via their Alexa or TuneIn or however you listen to stream us via the app. There is a problem. The service provider for the stream is a company called Triton. They were doing some maintenance from the last several days and might even last until tomorrow or Friday at the end of the week. So there will be periodic outages, unfortunately. We apologize and regret the inconvenience, but it is beyond our control. It is the vendor that we use, Triton, that is having to do some maintenance on their system, which are causing these temporary outages. And they are not, it's not, you know, system wide, but it's enough to where some people may not be able to stream when you want. So I just want to explain that to you. If you, again, best thing to do is obviously AM 680 at WCBM. Of course, that's the email address. AM 680 on the radio dial or 99.9 FM in Hartford County. But you can, you know, continue to try it. Just because you didn't get it the first yesterday doesn't mean you won't get it today. So I just want to make sure.
I can get it on my app. I downloaded the WCBM app.
Right. That's the best thing to do is get the WCBM app. As far as I know, that is working.
Yes.
It is, if you're listening live at WCBM.com, and again, sometimes the stream is also provided to other vendors like TuneIn, and Triton is the company that does our streaming for us. So that seems to be TuneIn, and a lot of people use TuneIn to get it on Alexa.
Right.
So that's where the problem is. But if you download the app, that would be the first thing I would do. Download that app to your phone or smart device, and you should be okay. All right, Maryland taxpayers are going to pay nearly $85 million for a new voting system that state officials acknowledge currently meets only 20-year-old federal standards. Oh, boy, that's getting the best bang for your buck, isn't it, Jared DeMarinis? Again, the planned security upgrades have not yet received federal approval. Well, why not wait? Why not wait till you get those security upgrades approved, and then you can spend? This is the election system and software machines that will be used beginning in the 2028 elections and are scheduled for a software upgrade by 2030. You'd think they do the software upgrade now before they put out the machines, but then again, I don't really get the entire voting machine industry. I think it's ripe with problems. And the good question here is, why is Maryland, why are we as taxpayers committing millions of dollars in taxpayer funds to technology that does not yet meet the latest federal standards, particularly as voters and lawmakers are now scrutinizing the election board's management of vendors after the Taylor printing ballot mishap sent some voters the wrong ballots for the wrong political party ahead of the June primary? Some Maryland legislators want ESNS to financially be responsible for correcting any errors if the machines fail. But see, we're not even at the 2028 election yet. We're already predicting failure. We're already predicting problems, glitches. Why do we accept such incompetence? Why do we accept, I mean, again, you wouldn't accept this if you were, you know, in a number of other areas. If you're in the private sector and you make these kinds of mistakes, you're fired. Or you lose the contract. Or in some cases, you might even go to jail if it's being done intentionally, if you're taking bribes and payoffs to corrupt the process and to corrupt the system. As of right now, the Maryland Board of Public Works last week approved nearly $85 million for initial 5-year contract with the election machine vendor, Election Systems and Software, for a new system that includes ballot marking devices, scanners, and tabulators, etc. The agency also approved 2 optional 2-year renewals, so the total package could be worth $109 million. That's our money. And again, I would like to see a federal investigation and a state investigation in what happened to the ballot printing catastrophe in this state. And I want a full accounting of and full transparency, a forensic audit, if you will, is how ESNS got this contract, number one. Number two, who thought it'd be a good idea to give them $85 million for a system that does not meet federal standards right now? Does that sound like something that's insane to you? It really doesn't make any sense to me at all. But this is what's accepted in this state under the corrupt state of Maryland and our voting process. It's just amazing. All right, coming up on 7 o'clock, I'm going to tell you once again about our friends at Town Appliance. That is Mayor and Mayor. They both run the Town Appliance store in Owings Mills. And the fact is that right now, if you're a backyard griller like I am, and you want to make sure you are the king of the backyard oasis, just check them out. They've got all sorts of great deals on GE, Cafe, Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Gen Air, Frigidaire, all sorts of outdoor grills as well at townappliance.com.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. A Senate panel will hear from Dr. Anthony Fauci today. Fauci, at the center of the nation's COVID pandemic response, is scheduled to testify. The testimony comes in the wake of revelations from his diary about COVID-19, its origins, and his role during the pandemic's darkest days. He's in. Jay Clayton confirmed by the Senate as the new Director of National Intelligence.
On this vote, the yeas are 51, the nays are 47, and the nomination is confirmed. Under the previous order, the motion to reconsider is considered made and laid upon the table, and the President will be immediately notified of the Senate's action.
A party-line vote in the Senate. A touching eulogy from President Trump yesterday's funeral of Senator Lindsey Graham at Washington National Cathedral. Mr. Trump calling the late senator from South Carolina a true American original who left us much too soon. Lindsey Graham, described by the president as a force to be reckoned with, someone who gave America the full measure of his good and mighty heart. A huge search and rescue mission underway on Japan's southern island of Kyushu, devastated by a powerful earthquake.
We've been hearing from Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi and her office, and they're saying the rescue effort is continuing. And she has also pointed out a new danger that she's concerned about is the heat stroke. Around this time of the year, Japan becomes very, very hot. It's about 35 degrees Celsius over there. And there are 37,000 homes still without electricity, without air conditioning. And there are thousands of rescue workers who are working throughout the day without any climate control.
The BBC's Jay Kwan says the quake death toll has risen to at least 18. Cleanup, the order of the day across flood-ravaged areas of the Northeast and storm-battered parts of the Midwest. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 128, NASDAQ futures up 42 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline, 800-305-6762. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-305-6762 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. That's 800-305-6762 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-305-6762.
Good morning.
morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a new wreck out in the western part of the state. Eastbound I-70 now is closed, apparently. 38-mile marker, that's east of Interstate 81. Several vehicles are involved. That's going to put some traffic over on Route 40, maybe through that area. We'll keep an eye on that, but for right now, the backup is about a mile or so and growing on the eastbound side. BW Parkway was a little bit better, could indicate that the wreck was clearing. It was northbound after 197, and then the wreck on the westbound side of Route 32 still causing a problem after the traffic light there at 198. Very quick check through Annapolis. No problems at the Bay Bridge. We're clear at the Severn River Bridge, and only a minor buildup right now on I-97 southbound after Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers, starting off a lot calmer for your Wednesday morning. As we head toward the afternoon, we'll see a mix of clouds and sun, highs in the 80s and breezy conditions as well, keeping us dry as we head toward the end of the week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
67 degrees in Falston and 67 in Owings Mills at 7:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 says that Maryland Transit Administration Administrator Holly Arnold is resigning after more than 5 years leading the state agency that oversees light rail link, metro subway link, MARC trains, and the bus system. For decades, Maryland lawmakers have responded to difficult policy questions by creating task forces, commissions, and work groups charged with studying everything from nursing shortages and transportation funding to home detention monitoring and hospital debt. Among the hundreds of studies launched since 2015, some groups have produced recommendations that have become law. Others never submitted required reports, never met or issued recommendations that were never acted upon. Spotlight on Maryland also identified multiple instances in which lawmakers revisited persistent problems that had already been studied. And over 24,000 BGE customers are without power after Tuesday night's severe storms brought lightning, damaging winds, as well as heavy rain and hail across Maryland. The Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 241. The pick 4, 7275. It's 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey everyone, Kim Klasick here. I'm inviting you to join me for the second annual Putting Social on August 20th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Turf Valley Resort.
Oh, yeah!
This is not your average golf outing. It's a fun, casual five-hole putting challenge with delicious hors d'oeuvres and a cash bar. Come out and compete or just enjoy the vibe with friends and new faces. Here's where it gets exciting. The top five scorers from the opening round will join me for a long-distance, one-hole championship putt. The player closest to the pin wins the grand prize, which is a private round of golf with me and three guests, including green fees and carts.
Oh, yeah, baby!
Tickets are just $40. Get yours today at WCBM.com, and I'll see you out on the green at Turf Valley Resort.
The second annual Kim Klasick Putting Social is brought to you by the Smile Design Center and RBC Wealth Management, featuring Tim Herb's Morning Market Flash.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 7:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, what to say about last night's debacle in Detroit, other than flush it and move on?
You know, it's one of those things where it's all part of the game, but, you know, for us, we just got to keep on battling.
That was manager Albernaz in the postgame last night following the Birds' 14-0 shutout loss to Detroit, Baltimore's worst shutout loss since 2004. The Tigers touched Dean Kramer for 8 runs in 4 innings, becoming the 22nd team in MLB history to score in every inning. The Baltimore bats held to 3 hits in 7 innings by the tough right-hander Troy Melton, who lowered his ERA to 1.75. Daytime baseball for you today at 1:10 p.m. with a battle of left-handers Trevor Rogers for Baltimore and Tarek Skubal for Detroit. Meanwhile, in D.C., it was a big night last night for the Nats.
And Dylan Cruz crushes one out to left center. Way back and out of here! Garcia and Cruz go back-to-back here in the fourth.
Powering the Nats to a big win. Dan Colco had the call on Nats TV. Dylan Cruz, ninth of the year, part of an 8-6 win over the Blue Jays. The Nats now 2 over on the season at 55-53. Ravens tight end Mark Andrews back for his ninth season in Owings Mills with a lot of change in the building at his position. No more Isaiah Likely, no more Charlie Kohler. Andrews asked what it's like.
There's a bunch of new faces in the building. You know, it's a lot of new people and, you know, just a different energy and a different group, and just getting to learn and communicate and do all those things when you first meet somebody. You got to, you know, kind of feel them out, and I think that feeler stage is kind of out of the way, and now we're able to get down to business, do what we need to do, get better each and every day, and that's what
coming up in 30 minutes. Declan Doyle getting rave reviews, and that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@wcbm.com, text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. And our executive producer today, Michelle Drusella, who is in for the vacationing Kristen Hagrick. Coming up in this hour, a Baltimore juvenile has been charged with murder, but we find out he committed crimes before and after he was charged with that murder. Will Fauci face the music? Today's the day that Dr. Fauci goes before Rand Paul in the United States Senate. Will he take the fifth, or will he answer questions? We'll get your predictions on that. But our top story in this hour is Mayor BS is at the center of two stories and controversies here this morning. One is the ongoing battle with the Baltimore Inspector General, Isabel Cumming. The Baltimore City Circuit Court judge hearing arguments yesterday in a closely watched legal battle that could reshape the powers of the city's independent watchdog and determine whether or not her office should have direct access to records it says it's necessary to carry out the charter mandate of rooting out waste, fraud, and abuse. The lawsuit filed by Inspector General Isabel Cumming accuses Mayor Scott and his administration of unlawfully restricting her office and getting access to city records and treating the OIG like any other member of the public, requiring them to go through a Maryland public information request and or process. See, the difference here, I think, and I'm not a lawyer here, but I'm going to play one on the radio, is that the Maryland public, unless they have an advocate working for them, do not have subpoena power. We can request, but we can't demand the documents. And the Office of Inspector General that was given this power, this independence from the voters under the Baltimore City Charter, she does have subpoena power. She has issued 49 subpoenas for requests for access to these records that have gone unanswered or have been blocked by the mayor. What is the mayor trying to hide? Now, they've concocted this novel argument that much of this would be protected under attorney-client privilege and that legal protections prevent unrestricted access to certain documents. All right, well, then, we've seen this before. They've handed over documents, and they've had redacted largely most of it. And I think if it doesn't impact attorney-client privilege, I get it. But here's the thing. The Inspector General does have subpoena power. The Inspector General does, again, have this independence that without subpoena power, then the office has been basically neutered. It's been completely rendered useless. And I think the judge, Judge Pamela White, in this case, is going to figure that out eventually. It's a nice try, I think, by the city solicitor and the mayor's staff. But Isabel Cumming took to the microphone yesterday right outside the courthouse after the hearing over this battle.
I'd also like to thank the public for all the support that we received from the Office of the Inspector General. And I'd like to thank my amazing attorneys, Anthony May and Mark Stitchell. They are pro bono attorneys working for the citizens of Baltimore. Thank you very much.
Yeah, this went to charter. The citizens voted on her office. The citizens wanted to give her independence. And now the mayor is trying to thwart the wish of Baltimore City voters. And doing so in a courtroom battle. So city voters ought to take that into account in the future, because this is what happens in one-party dominated cities and states. This arrogance that I don't care what you voted for, we're going to do whatever we want to do. 713 traffic, weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic is here, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, 895 now, southbound at the Old Harbor Tunnel. Haven't seen the problem, but it appears there might be an issue here right after O'Donnell Street, because the traffic south of the overpass where 95 crosses over is not in too bad a shape. But right here at O'Donnell Street, much more stop and go could indicate that there is a wreck near that area south of O'Donnell Street. So hopefully we'll get a look at that. We're backed up now towards the Urban Avenue ramp. That's going to send some traffic next door to the Fort McHenry Tunnel. We'll start to watch for some brake lights there around the O'Donnell Street ramp. The accident on the BW Parkway earlier has cleared now, and we're back at business northbound at 197. The wreck is still a problem on westbound Route 32 between 198 and 295. Pretty good backup there on the westbound side. And don't forget, there's a big wreck out in the western part of the state. Most of the lanes are closed on eastbound on 70, well to the east, but slowly backing up. The wreck is east of Interstate 81. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. It is, what a difference a day makes. It was violent last night. The heavy downpours, the gusty winds, a lot of downed tree branches, power outages. Once again, some violent summer thunderstorms rolled through the area, and maybe even a tornado was spotted in Hartford County. So we'll have to wait on the confirmation from the National Weather Service there. But a lot calmer today, partly sunny, breezy at times. Highs will be in the 80s, and right now we're looking at it is pretty nice morning, 67 and sunny in Reisterstown, 68 in Ellicott City. Time for our MAGA movement updates.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back, and the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
President and Vice President and most of his cabinet in attendance yesterday as former Senator Lindsey Graham was laid to rest in the National Cathedral in Northwest Washington, D.C. President eulogized Lindsey Graham and also others there. Sean Hannity also eulogizing the senator. They were good friends. And in a fairly long ceremony, at one point it kind of cracked me up. The president took out a little ball of Tic Tacs, you know, the breath mints, and was passing them around to the people in the front row there. But Senator Graham, of course, laid to rest yesterday. Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu was in attendance, as was Ukraine President Zelensky as well. That's the kind of clout that Senator Graham had. There are now 12 people that have filed for his seat, including his sister, who has been named the temporary appointment, Senator Darlene Graham. So it's going to be a stampede there. Iran is launching strikes at the U.S. base in an attempted surprise attack after the President Trump halted strikes against Iran. And again, it just goes to show that they have no interest in pursuing a path to peace whatsoever. And we now know that U.S. CENTCOM and Saudi Arabian forces conducted strikes against the Iran-backed forces in Iraq in response to this surprise attack on the U.S. base. We also have now learned, many people asking, where's Melania been? She wasn't at the funeral yesterday. She wasn't at a number of different functions recently, and that is because Iran has taken out an assassination plot on Melania and Barron Trump in the latest propaganda clip. Now, whether they're serious about it, we don't know, but you have to take all threats seriously, and therefore the First Lady and Barron are now under increased protections as a result of these assassination threats. President Trump on Fox and Friends yesterday talking about Bibi Netanyahu visiting the White House and what may or may not be under Pickaxe Mountain in Iran.
Well, I don't need Bibi to tell me that. Bibi's telling me that because he wants me to stay involved. I mean, right. I don't necessarily. We have the finest, because of Space Force, we have the greatest cameras in the world focused on. We know exactly what's going on. But, no, I heard Bibi announce that. I said, why didn't you just tell it to me? Why do you have to announce it to the world? I know exactly what's going on at Pickaxe. It's not a big problem. We took out their nuclear sites, and we'll have to take out Pickaxe if we don't make a deal. If we don't make a deal, we'll take it out very easily.
Yeah, and again, we know. We know what's under Pickaxe Mountain. We have the same intel that the Mossad has, that the IDF has, through our NSA and CIA. And again, I'm sure Bibi would like to finish the job. The question is, President Trump is still trying to keep the door open to peace, but Iran is making that very, very difficult. Tony Fauci takes the stand today in a U.S. Senate hearing chaired by Senator Rand Paul. Yesterday, President Trump, after of course, hearing some of the admissions that Fauci made in Tony's diaries, said, look, he would have loved to have fired Fauci way back when.
Well, I would have fired him, but again, I didn't listen to him. So when he was with Biden, he was like the god. When he was with me, he wasn't even close, and I wasn't very close to him. I dealt with him very little. I didn't agree with many of the things he said. No, he wanted to close up everything. Look at all the states that remained open. Those states remained open. He wanted everything closed. And it just turned out that closing wasn't so good because, you know, it's very interesting. Some of the states that fared the worst in terms of the spread were actually closed. Okay, explain that. Nobody can explain that.
He did more damage than anybody else.
That's the way it is. They did a lot of damage in a lot of different ways.
Yesterday, U.S. Senate confirmed Jay Clayton, of the Southern District of New York, a prosecutor as director of national intelligence, and on the eve of his confirmation, acting DNI Bill Pulte executed his fifth round of deep state terminations on his way out the door. An additional 30% of the staff reduced there. The Trump administration asking the Supreme Court to clear the way for new mail-in ballot voting restrictions. We'll see if they take that case or not. Kentucky Governor Beshear is calling on Mitch McConnell to directly and verbally address the people of Kentucky and stop sending out these proof-of-life photos. Stephen Miller summing up the modern Democrat Party just the other day.
The people you mentioned, the names you mentioned, AOC, Bernie, the Squad, Omar, these are people who even 10 or 15 years ago would have been relegated to the outer extreme fringes of the Democrat Party. They're now the center of the party. They're the heart of the party. They're the soul of the party. So the Democrats have become a party of freaks, weirdos, losers, and crazies. But you can't laugh it off because it's deadly serious. When you give these people power, everything you know and love in this world falls apart. You have chaos, corruption, decay, violence, poverty.
Look at our cities. Just look at our major cities for an example of the Democrat leadership. It's not the Democrats of Don Schaefer days, that's for sure. And you look at what's happening now, it is sad to say. 556 days now into the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
Coming up next, Mayor Scott wants to queer the deal for BGE and the use of the conduits under the city. We'll give you the latest on that in a moment here on KC and Company.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, in times like these, with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah with Safe Retirement Solutions. Paresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting. Again, 410-266-1120. 866-1120 or just go to pearshaw.com.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com. The latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
723 traffic and weather now on the threes with the update. The king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, it's confirmed. There is a wreck. I told you there was something there. Southbound 895. It's after O'Donnell Street and around the bridge at I-95 is blocking the right lane. So we're not quite back to Pulaski Highway, but we are backed up to Erdman Avenue. And then the overflow traffic now very quickly goes over to 95. And we're starting to back up in the area around the Eastern Avenue ramp. And that may ultimately go back towards Moravia Road. So 15 to 20 minutes right now. 895, we're about the same on 95 southbound, but at least one lane is blocked going into the Old Harbor Tunnel on the southbound side. They're still working on the wreck on westbound Route 32 between 198 and 295 in Anne Arundel County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. We're still recovering. Some 20,000 still without power here this morning based on those violent thunderstorms and perhaps tornadoes in Hartford County. We'll have to see from the National Weather Service if they actually have an official confirmation of that or not. But it'll be partly sunny today, breezy at times, highs in the 80s, dry for the rest of the week. And as we head into the weekend, things will start to warm up just a tad. And right now we're looking at, it is 69 and sunny in Middle River, 67 in Forest Hill. Mayor Scott, back in 2023, cut a deal with BGE for the use of the conduits. And these are the pipelines that carry electric lines and transmission lines and things of that nature underneath the city. And the deal then was called a sweetheart deal because BGE, along with other users, paid $2.20 per linear foot. And, of course, that rate has not increased since that time. The city said it notified BGE in June that it would not renew the 2023 agreement for another 3 years. And, of course, at the time, BGE said it would, based on the sweetheart deal, they would make approximately $120 million in capital improvements to the system by the end of this year. And I remember Mayor Scott telling us back then to just trust him because, you know, he'll always do the right thing.
The residents of Baltimore can trust that I will always do what's right.
Yeah. It's funny how that trust is only one way, isn't it? Just amazing. So now we find out that the mayor, because he desperately needs money, let's face it, there's a deficit in Baltimore City. There's a massive structural deficit in the state of Maryland. Everybody wants more money. And that's why we get more speed cameras and red light cameras. And you notice that the speed cameras are going into areas that are 25 miles per hour, which it's hard to do for a lot of people to. I mean, try to do it sometimes. I mean, somebody just keep creeping up to 30, 33 miles an hour, whatever. That's why they raise revenue. They put these speed cameras next to schools, red light cameras in major intersections, and so on and so forth. But it's not serious enough to basically award points. They just want the dollars. Okay? But Mayor Scott now says he wants $4.05 per linear foot. And, of course, BGE is now on the hook. And even the city council president, Zeke Cohen, is also, he wants his pound of flesh from Baltimore Gas and Electric.
I want us to take it one step further and no longer work with BGE in this matter.
Yeah. What could go wrong? What could go wrong? Now that they got the transmission lines and the conduits all put together, what could possibly go wrong unless, I don't know, they need to be repaired? It's incredible. So we've heard now from BGE. They're not obviously fans of this whole arrangement right now. And the fact is that, look, you can raise your rates. I get that. But here's what's going to happen. If you raise your rate on BG&E for this $4.05 per linear foot, and that's almost a $2 per linear foot increase, which is going to cost millions of dollars, guess who's going to pay that? Okay? And guess who are going to be on the hook for any? This is going to get passed on to the ratepayers, to any if you live in the city, or who knows? Maybe it'll be spread across the entire BGE spectrum of all our bills. And it's bad enough right now that we have forget about that stupid $12.50 rebate that they're giving us per month under the Utility Relief Act. Remember that? It was the last thing they passed the 11th hour because Democrats are desperate to try to make it look like they really care about those of us out here paying sky-high electric bills based on their policies and so on and so forth. But now it looks to me, if this goes through, that we're certainly going to be paying a lot more in increased bills because they're a company. They're in business for profit. They're in business to stay in business. And that's why they're going to pass on this any increase to the ratepayers itself. So don't say you weren't warned about that. That is for sure. All right, coming up after 7:30 news. The Fauci is going to testify today. Will he face the music? 1 hour from now, Maryland Senator Brian Simonair, he's challenging the special session, and he's got a new ad out. We'll play that for you, talk with him about what to expect this coming Monday when the special session convenes in Annapolis. At Rescue Natural Supplements, what I like most about their nutraceuticals, they're meticulously researched for safety. Again, they're potent, they're powerful, they're pure, and I put them up against any product on the market today. I've been taking their supplements for 15 years for a number of issues. I take omega-3s, I take the red yeast rice with the coenzyme Q10, no flesh niacin to help battle cholesterol and keep the blood flowing as it should. And again, right now, it's Christmas in July sale. It's one of the best times of the year. You can stock up and say Black Friday is the other one. But again, it's going to end in just a couple of days. I don't want you to miss out on an opportunity for incredible savings on your favorite Rescue Natural supplements. So call, no coupon code needed, 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-26-ALIVE, or you can log online at res-q.com. 7:30, latest news headlines with the update, Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Over 24,000 BGE customers are without power after severe storms brought lightning damaging winds as well as heavy rain and hail across Maryland last night. As of 11:02 p.m. last night, over 9,500 people were without power in Anne Arundel County. Over 5,300 people are without power in Baltimore County, and nearly 3,000 people have lost power in Baltimore City. In Howard County, 3,079 people are affected. And the Baltimore Sun is reporting that demand is growing for a state-funded scholarship program that helps low-income Maryland families pay for private school. But as Fox 45 News found, fewer students are receiving help. It's now been 10 years since then Maryland Governor Larry Hogan signed into law the BOOST program. BOOST, or Broadening Options and Opportunities for Students Today, provides scholarships for children of low-income families to attend non-public schools. Since 2016, BOOST advocates such as Elizabeth Green say the program has been a success. And two men, ages 19 and 25, were hospitalized Tuesday with life-threatening injuries after a shooting in Rosedale, Baltimore County Police said. Also, officers responded at about 2:05 a.m. to a shooting in the unit block of Parham Circle in an apartment complex near a hospital and shopping center. At the scene, officers found both victims with multiple gunshot wounds. And police on Tuesday identified two women killed in separate incidents last week in West Baltimore. Police identified Brielle Handy, 18, and Monet McNair, 35, as the women killed. Handy was stabbed to death Saturday night in the 3200 block of West Baltimore Street in the Carroll South Hilton neighborhood. McNair was shot to death July 22nd in the 2600 block of Pennsylvania Avenue in the Penn North neighborhood. It's 7:32 on Casey & Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Heads up on the Beltway Northeast side. We're getting a report there's a vehicle fire, and the initial report says might be a trash truck. So that could be interesting. Outer loop, the report says between Hartford Road and Perrin Parkway. I'm looking in that area now. Traffic right here at Perrin is running okay. A little bit slow back at Hartford Road, so we'll try to pinpoint exactly where that is. But I want to let you know the fire department is coming into that area, and in the meantime we'll see a delay. New construction area, if you're coming up from Crofton, northbound Route 3 is affected there before you get up to 175. The update on the wreck on eastbound I-70 out in the western part of the state, some lanes are open now as you're coming into the area of the Frederick and the Washington County line. And then keep in mind we had the wreck on the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway that was in the right lane southbound after O'Donnell Street, and it looks like now that's moving a little better, but it's still kind of sluggish as you're coming south. So we have delays now on 895 and also on 95, taking the overflow traffic away and heading over towards the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off a lot calmer for your Wednesday morning. As we head toward the afternoon, we'll see a mix of clouds and sun, highs in the 80s and breezy conditions as well, keeping us dry as we head toward the end of the week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The debacle in Detroit last night, just the latest of a fallen Oriole team that has searched for consistency all year. Seven-game winning streak, all but a distant memory, with the team going 3-5 since. Now, last night it was Dean Kramer who imploded, allowing 8 runs in the 14-0 loss. Manager Albanez in the postgame.
Dean's frustrated, and rightfully so. It's, you know, it's not the best version of him right now, but, you know, with Dean's track record and the way he works and the teammate he is, we feel, you know, pretty confident he can get back on track.
The last two starts for Kramer, however, 10 innings pitched, 14 runs allowed. The Birds and the Tigers this afternoon at 1:10 p.m. It'll be Trevor Rogers and Tarek Skubal, a battle of left-handers on the hill. Elsewhere in baseball last night, it was another power surge in L.A.
Sunday. That's driven in the air to deep center field, and that is a glorious bomb from Shohei Ohtani.
432 feet of glory. Joe Davis had the call on Sportsnet LA. Another leadoff shot for Shohei, his 23rd homer of the year. But the Mariners, in the thick of it in the American League, would come back for a 7-6 win. Meanwhile, the Orioles' trade deadline direction is still up in the air, with just 4 games to go before the August 3rd deadline. Now, Baltimore sits 4 games under at 52-56. They're 11 back of the Rays in the American League East, but only 2.5 back in the wild card race. If the Orioles do sell, most likely to move would be rentals like Taylor Ward and today's starter Trevor Rogers. That the Birds have listened to offers, according to ESPN's Jeff Passan, involving Jackson Holliday, Colton Cowser, and Adley Rutschman. But with both Rutschman and Basayo on the injured list, a deal for Adley Rutschman, if it materializes at all, Passan says, would be an off-season deal. Ravens offensive coordinator Declan Doyle getting rave reviews from both near and far, from Ravens players and national media types alike, all well-deserved, according to his quarterback.
So it's like you got to be on your A game at all times. And I love that. You know, it's like challenging in a good way, different terminology, different movements with the offense. It's just great all around. I feel like the guys just joining in on a new system, and we loving it.
And it all starts today at 11 a.m. First practice in Owings Mills. Meanwhile, Niners head coach Kyle Shanahan, opening up on the automobile accident that left him with a broken nose, hand, and ribs, saying the report that the driver he hit was responsible was inaccurate. Rather, it was his fault. He reached down to pick up his phone that had dropped, looked away from the road for just a couple seconds. The time now is 7:37. When we return, Baltimore's football journey begins today.
Contractor Sean Casey here. When a kitchen or remodeling project gets held up, it costs you time and money. That's why contractors should know Mike and the team at Elegant Kitchen and Design in Baltimore County. They help keep projects moving with fast turnaround, competitive pricing, and quality cabinets and countertops. From cabinets to granite, quartz, and quartzite, they can help you stay on schedule. Stop by their Baltimore County showroom or go to ElegantKD.com. That's ElegantKD.com. And tell Mike and the team Sean Casey sent you.
You know, Sean, it would be great if the start of football season here in Baltimore would be accompanied by a baseball team that was exciting and was, you know, kind of doing it for the fans, but that's not the case. So what we have now is maybe a change of season. I don't know. We'll see what happens over the next couple of days. But, you know, a lot of change in Owings Mills these days, and I think change is inevitable and good. And so here we are. We're about ready to start that football journey.
Yeah, it is. I remember a day when, you know, of course, the Colts, when they were playing at Memorial Stadium, the largest outdoor insane asylum, and the Birds were, you know, they were just the best, one of the best organizations in Major League Baseball. And I think it used to be kind of a shared city. And then slowly but surely, due to the Orioles' lack of winning on the field, this has become a football town now.
Yeah.
And as soon as the training camp opens up, I think there is a shift. There's a noticeable shift in, folks are more interested in what the Ravens are doing. And I'm sure there's still baseball fans out there, but without the Orioles putting a winning product on the field, I just think they surrender the loyalty of the fans to football.
I mean, when you think about it, back in the mid-60s and early 70s, yeah, probably about a seven or eight year span, Baltimore was really the sports capital of the country. With the way the Orioles were playing and the Colts had the best, from 1959 through 1971, or 58 through 71, I believe, the Colts had the best record of any team in the National Football League. And now, all of a sudden, here's what we have. And you know what?
And the Bullets were here, too,
at that time. And the Bullets, too. Yeah. And, but, you know, and it's interesting because Baltimore was a thriving city back then.
Right.
And now look at the social landscape and the sports landscape. It's interesting the way the kind of, you know, demise over the last few years.
Yeah, and yet the Ravens have been much more successful. Than the Orioles have been over the last 20 years.
Yeah,
absolutely. Good point. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Here we go. Is it right? Dr. Fauci is going to face, or maybe face, the music today in front of Senator Rand Paul in the U.S. Senate a little bit later on this morning. And as you know how I feel about these Senate hearings, I think it's kabuki theater. I think they all do it for, you know, either fundraising or to get their name out there. And yes, Senator Rand Paul has tried to hold Fauci's feet to the fire, but now we have these diaries out there and some new revelations coming out of these diaries. For instance, here's one, June 20th of 2020. That was the first year that COVID was revealing itself. And we find out that Fauci put in his diary regarding the scarf queen, Deborah Birx. He was concerned about the vaccine coming out. And he said, Deb has insisted that we should not do clinical trials since I want to see every infected person in a nursing home get plasma early on and steroids later. Forget the trial. We need to do this on EUAs. That's emergency unauthorized use or whatever. She says the same thing about vaccine trials. Clearly, she's trying to provide Trump with his October surprise. I may need to blow the whistle on her. So 5 months, 5 months before the election, people are dying in America, and he's not worried about getting the vaccine, which we now know didn't really work to prevent the spread of infection, just mitigated the symptoms. He was working to, you know, again, he wanted to slow her down because he didn't want to give Trump an October surprise and a credit for the election. RFK Jr. was on Laura Ingraham the other night, talked about one thing that that he kept from the public, but he wrote about in his diary.
This massive dichotomy between what he was saying privately and what he was simultaneously saying publicly. He says in his diaries on January 30th that the a Wuhan lab could not possibly be the source of the virus.
Oh, we know that was all
false. Well, we all know it, but now his diary, he says he knew that. And yet for 2 years, he told us that that he lied about masks, he lied about social distancing, he lied about the transmission, he lied about natural immunity, he lied about the capacity, as you just said, of the vaccine to prevent infection. He got vaccinated a very, very public press conference in January of 2020. And then 5 months later, he had, and this is the first time that we knew this from the diary, he had a pulmonary infarction, which is one of the adverse events that NIH, CDC, and FDA said are expected from the vaccine. He never told anybody. He got treated for it privately by the best doctors in America. At the same time, he was telling everybody that that was not an adverse event.
Yeah, so he actually had an adverse event. He had a reaction that he never publicly disclosed, and then he got private treatment for it, and then was pushing this on everybody else. Again, I think that's monstrous behavior. As a health professional, scientist, you name it. And we find out he bragged in his diary about forcing California and New York to shut down schools after years of claiming I had nothing to do with it. These newly released diary entries from Fauci's personal diary show that he not only was deeply involved in closing down schools across the country, but was actively proud of his role in getting California and New York to send millions of children home as he dictated the nation's disastrous COVID response. Again, we'll say... I would fully expect that he's going to plead a lot of the Fifth Amendment today when it comes to him, because if he lies currently, the pardon doesn't apply. If you lie now and you perjure yourself, they can still prosecute you. It was for whatever actions that occurred prior to the pardon that he is allegedly getting off scot-free. 743, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
And brought to you as a service, Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. Very quickly, I think this trash truck may have had one of his brakes, might have heated up just a bit, because when we got the camera on it, finally, it was on the outer loop of the ramp to Hartford Road. It was off to the sides. The state police were there. There was no smoke. They looked at everything, and then the truck started up and pulled away. So I guess that's all it was. It may have been a little bit of brake light activity there, and then he checked it out, and everything was fine. So all of that is gone now from the northeast side of the Beltway with the normal delay through there. The construction is underway, northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. They like to work during the rush hour. They're there right now, and there is a backup northbound, at least a half a mile or so as you're getting up to there. The wreck has cleared from 895 southbound after O'Donnell Street, starting to improve, getting a little better now. 95 took a little bit of a hit, and we're still slow there, and that'll be backed up around the O'Donnell Street ramp and Eastern Avenue with about a 10-minute delay now southbound through there, and we're about 7 to 10 minutes as well on 895 as you're moving south. Summer driving can be hard on your vehicle, so let Bernie's Automotive keep you safely on the road with a complete system checkup. See Bernie today at 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast: after severe violent thunderstorms came through the area last night, maybe even a tornado, power outages all over the place. It was like a light show yesterday with the lightning and...
It was kind of cool.
Yeah. Violent weather. But a lot calmer today. A lot calmer. It's going to be partly sunny. Breezy today. 84 the expected high. Right now, sunny. 70 in the city. And it is 69 in Bel Air. And time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner of some WCBM merchandise. Thomas is in Virginia Beach. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. How you doing?
We're doing fine, sir. You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go last.
All right, here you go. The three stories. Good luck to you. Story number one, Baltimore gun owners can now pick up free gun locks at the Enoch Pratt Free Library, part of the city effort to promote safe firearm storage among the historic decline in homicides.
Mm-hmm.
Story two, Dr. Fauci, in his latest personal diary, says he was making a joke after he was called on the carpet by Senator Rand Paul, being accused of perjury. He wrote in his personal diary that he was thinking about contacting the Chinese scientists if they could engineer a new virus that would just kill Senator Paul.
Hmm. Oh, that's nice.
Nice joke.
Said he was only joking. Mm-hmm. In story three, another attempt to sexualize childhood. The project developed by a UK council is trying to make the Care Bears characters transgender.
Oh, dear God, help us.
The Care Bears were created in 1981 by an American greeting card company and swiftly became culturally relevant. The group is claiming that the Care Bears are a symbol for the LGBTQIA plus community because some of their characters are transgender or gender fluid. Mm-hmm. Story one, free gun locks, Baltimore City, Enoch Pratt Free Library. Story two, Fraudy joked about trying to get the Chinese engineer virus to take out Rand Paul. Or story three, the Care Bears are now transgender. All right, we'll start with you, Maggie.
You started with me yesterday. Okay.
I did?
Well, I think
are you protesting?
I am protesting.
You're protesting
too much.
The order? Okay,
I
don't want to hear you whining at the end. We'll let Michelle start then.
All right, I'm going to go with number two. I hope that that's not true, even if he joked about it and put it in the diary. That's just crazy to me.
All right, Michelle goes number two. Chuck?
First off, traffic thing here. Outer Loop, BW Parkway, some debris on the roadway. We're getting a backup there, Anne Arundel County. One, please.
Chuck goes for story number one. Maggie?
Number two, please.
Maggie goes for number two, now that she was third. Thomas?
I gotta go with number one. I believe two and three.
All right, Thomas goes for number one along with Chuck. Story number three, the Care Bears are transgender, according to this UK council. Yeah, that is a true story. Story number one, the Enoch Pratt Free Library giving out free gun locks. Chuck and Thomas voted for that one. That is also a true story.
No.
Story number two is our fake news story of the day.
Yay. Yay for the girl clubs.
Sorry about that, Thomas, but Michelle and Maggie, they emerged victorious. Chuck goes home licking his
wounds.
Yes.
My wiener cake.
Licking off the icing off that wiener.
What flavor is that wiener cake?
It's a hot dog flavor.
I for once I have no
words.
So
you know what it looks like now, you silly girl.
I'm terrified. I gotta say, I just threw up in my mouth a little.
On your birthday, we're gonna get you a wiener cake.
My birthday?
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
And all the candles are gonna be wieners. What a hell of a cake that is.
I got one, but I can't. I got one, but I just can't.
All right, flag that one.
There's not enough edit buttons in the world.
Okay. All right, Chuck. See you in a couple. Appreciate
all
that. 750, the best of Casey and Company. And that might have been it. Who knows? Available each and every day, WCBM.com on our Facebook and Rumble pages. Brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866 866- 597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000 and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Your grandkids have to lug around a backpack full of books. You just have to lug around your smartphone. A world of information right at your fingertips. Get the app now at WCVM.com.
.752, here we go again. We have detectives investigating an armed robbery, left one injured in Towson on Tuesday in the 900 block of Fairmont Avenue. That is now currently under investigation. At least one victim sustained injuries during the incident as Towson continues to devolve in spite of what Mike Ertel and others want to tell you. We also have now confirmed that Darwin Carcamo Santiago, remember we mentioned him yesterday, the guy in Howard County that fled to Texas that is accused of strangling his girlfriend to death over the weekend. Yes, he is an illegal alien. That has now been confirmed, of course, in Howard County. That's a sanctuary county thanks to Calvin Ball, the Howard County executive, who was a total disgrace for making that county a more dangerous place to live. Hopefully they'll keep him in Texas, and so they'll deport him from there. Don't send him back here to Maryland, because God knows what will happen and who he might get released to. 7:53, traffic weather on the freeze. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All you got to do is take him to the fence.
Yeah.
On the other side.
That's right. Toss him over. Catapult him.
Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out.
Yeah, I'd love to see they bring the catapult back. I love the catapult.
I like that. Or the guillotine.
That's right.
Some of the good old
guillotine
days.
Guillotine first, then catapult.
Look, a road ahead.
That's right. Quit. Quit while you're ahead.
Okay, folks.
That's all.
We're losing it now.
Yes, we are.
See, this time of the day, we get low on oxygen. Silly things happen after that. Outer loop of the BW Parkway right here at the ramp at 295 as you're coming down from Hollins Ferry Road and Hammonds Ferry Road. There was slowing there. There was a report of debris on the roadway. I don't know what it is, but it definitely is having a backup there and an impact on the outer loop as you're coming south from Baltimore County and trying to get down towards I-97. So maybe we'll get the chart to turn that camera down towards 170 and we can see what's going on there at that particular point. Old Harbor Tunnel recovering. Had the wreck earlier southbound after O'Donnell Street. Both the tunnels a little bit slow and recovering. Southbound construction takes away a lane. They work during the day. Northbound 95 in Harford County at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, it is going to be, wow, what a difference a day makes, huh? A lot calmer today, partly sunny and breezy and high about 84. It'll stay dry for the rest of the week and then heat up towards the end of the week as we head into the weekend. It's sunny at 70 in Parkville, 71 in Pasadena. Brian is in White Marsh. Hello, Brian.
Hey, Sean, good morning. I thought I'd heard you say a few minutes ago that we're probably going to hear a lot of Fifth Amendment pleading today from Fauci. I'm not an attorney, but I don't think he can plead the Fifth due to this preemptive pardon. And if he refuses to answer, I believe he can be held in contempt of Congress. So I think Rand Paul really has it in for him, and he's going to go after him today. And
well, here's my take on that. That's an interesting point that you make. But again, the question is, the preemptive pardon has never been used before, so we don't know if that's going to hold up. If it's challenged in court, number one. Number two, it apparently was signed by AutoPen, and we don't know if that is going to be a legit. So if I'm Fauci, I'm going to plead it anyway. I mean, I'm not going to take a chance on anything at that matter because we just don't know where this is headed. That was my thought on that. But you're right. Maybe he thinks he's protected. We'll see.
Yeah, hopefully hopefully he starts answering and we actually get some truth. I'm not holding my breath.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. Because the truth came out in the diary, not in the public statements. And maybe under oath it'll be different. But he's already perjured himself under oath. If he does it today, he's not protected by that pardon because that was for previous actions, not for current.
Right.
So
right.
We'll see.
I put a lot more credence into what he wrote into the diary rather than what he said in public.
Yeah, 100%. Brian, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. It's a great point that you make. We're learning new information about a Baltimore teen charged with murder while already in juvenile booking for a separate crime. Does that sound familiar? Stop me if you've heard this madness before. The DJS confirmed the 16-year-old male has been charged with first-degree murder of Quentin McClellan, 35 years of age, of Baltimore. We find out that, according to BPD, the juvenile was already in custody at juvenile booking and had been there since May after being arrested for a handgun violation and auto theft. Furthermore, the DJS confirmed the juvenile had another previous arrest for robbery in Baltimore City back in 2025. The exact date was not provided, and so once again, the juvenile in that particular case was released to a parent. Now he's accused of reoffending at least two times. And see the escalation here? Okay, you get robbery, you get car theft, you get now all of a sudden, allegedly he's out murdering people because I got away with not one but two crimes in Baltimore City. Here's former Deputy Commissioner and law enforcement expert, Jason Johnson.
But unfortunately, we see many, many, many cases. Many are in Baltimore, but throughout other parts of the state as well, where youthful offenders are involved in serious crimes. It's not being taken seriously. The conditions of their release allow them to continue to reoffend almost immediately. And instead of working to address that problem, the legislature is going in the other direction.
Yeah, and the other problem that he points out here is, as I've stated repeatedly here in Maryland, we've seen Democrats that dominate the city and the state bend over backwards to make sure the juveniles are not held accountable. They could talk about accountability, Westmore and Electric Bill Ferguson and Jocelyn Paymore Melnick. They'll talk about accountability, but they never actually do anything. They'll hold these juveniles accountable. And the latest is the Youth Charging Reform Act, which Johnson says is also a problem.
Well, I think despite its best intentions, DJS has shown just an inability to identify youthful offenders who are in the juvenile system, who are likely to reoffend, who've committed serious violent crimes, and restrict their ability to go out there and reoffend.
Yeah, and you could send a message this fall to Westmore, to the Democrats who dominate the General Insane Asylum, and even to the city. Send a message that, retiring Westmore from the governor's mansion. Maybe they'll sit up and take notice and, well, maybe the natives are restless. Maybe we're not doing the best we can to keep the public safe and from juvenile crime and from all other crime. They can sit in here and talk about declining homicides, but there's still a major crime problem in Baltimore City and throughout the state. All right, coming up next, we'll take a look at the Maryland Task Force and the waste, fraud, and abuse that they're committing.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall, Arich Thomason. He was a true American original who left us much too soon. President Trump's description of the late Senator Lindsey Graham. Mr. Trump eulogized a South Carolina Republican at his funeral yesterday at Washington National Cathedral. Vice President Vance says that Senator Graham really was one of a kind.
That swashbuckling, infectious laugh, that attitude, that passion that so many others have talked about, Lindsey Graham was impossible not to like as a human being, and of course, as a United States Senator.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, a key figure in America's COVID response, heading to Capitol Hill this morning to testify before a Senate panel. Fauci, who during the depths of the pandemic had declared that he was science. Things heating up once again in the Middle East.
Jordan has said its military managed to intercept 5 Iranian missiles early on Wednesday. The interceptions come hours after the U.S. military said it had knocked down an Iranian missile barrage launched against American forces in the Middle East, shattering a brief pause in fighting. The U.S. military also confirmed it worked with Saudi Arabia's forces to strike sites in Iraq, where it says it targeted Iranian-backed militias. The Iranian strikes come a day after an Iranian government spokesperson said recent U.S. strikes destroyed critical infrastructure in Iran, including an airport tower and several bridges and tunnels. I'm Karen Shamas.
Ukraine says it has hit one of Russia's largest oil refineries, stepping up the economic and diplomatic pressure on Moscow. Today's attack on the refinery, which produces gasoline as well as other fuels, reportedly ignited a fire and sent a half dozen people to the hospital. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 172 points. NASDAQ futures up 51. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Well, it's official. My friends have all switched to Pure Talk because I told them they could save a bunch of money on a super reliable high-speed network with unlimited data. And because they're my friends, they trust me. As for the rest of you, well, Pure Talk understands that even though you might like me, you're not just going to take my word for it, nor should you. For that reason, and for a very limited time, Pure Talk is offering any of their plans for just $15 a month for the first 3 months, including their top-tier unlimited plan that normally sells for $65 a month. Think of it like a test drive, a super simple way to save $150 while you kick the tires on Pure Talk's blazing fast network, and a fine way to see for yourself why I switched from Big Wireless, along with a few hundred thousand of my closest friends. Dial #250, say micro, and be connected to Pure Talk's friendly U.S. customer service team. Again, dial #250, say micro, and let the savings begin.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, that delay on the Beltway, it was from debris on the highway, outer loop at the BW Parkway in Anne Arundel County, and the report says now that they have cleared the debris off to the right shoulder, and now the backup is just now beginning to get a little bit better. So if you're coming down from Hollins Ferry Road, from Hammonds Ferry Road, you're coming down from Baltimore County towards I-97, getting better now, probably will clear out within the next 10 to 15 minutes. The inner loop ramp to the southbound BW Parkway is backed up right here. That may be something there at the end of the ramp, because that normally isn't there, but that ramp is stacked up right now. It's backing up a little bit close to the Beltway. So if you're exiting from the Beltway north to go south on the 295, heads up for that on the right-hand side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off a lot calmer for your Wednesday morning. As we head toward the afternoon, we'll see a mix of clouds and sun, highs in the 80s and breezy conditions as well, keeping us dry as we head toward the end of the week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
73 at Hampstead, 74 at the Kent Narrows. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Severe storms left a trail of damage across Maryland on Tuesday evening. The storms took down tree limbs and power lines, and at the height of the storms, more than 30,000 BGE customers lost power. Most of the outages were reported in Baltimore City and Anne Arundel, Baltimore, Carroll, Howard, and Prince George's counties. Some service has been restored, but there may not be full restoration until Thursday. Wind gusts of up to 70 miles per hour were reported in some parts of the state, along with large hail and flash flooding. Tornado watches and warnings were issued for Harford, Cecil, Talbot, Queen Anne's, and Anne Arundel counties. A tornado was confirmed in the Trapp area of Talbot County. And Baltimore County Police are investigating a double shooting in Rosedale. The 19 and 25-year-old victims were shot shortly after 2 a.m. Tuesday in the unit block of Parham Circle. Both victims were taken to area hospitals with life-threatening injuries. There's no information on a suspect or what led to the shootings. The winning Maryland lottery number pick 3 was 241, the pick 4, 7275. It's 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hi, I'm attorney Stephen Friedman. At the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, we do what we really love, the practice of law. Beginning in my younger days, when I tagged along with my dad to courtrooms, I always wanted to be that lawyer arguing his case. whether it was for a client's freedom or for a fair monetary compensation for injuries. Today, there is no greater feeling than assisting a client in getting his or her life back after a serious motor vehicle accident. Getting the client back on the road for a car rental, providing appropriate medical care, assuring recovery for wage loss, and most important, assuring a pain and suffering award that accurately reflects the loss suffered by the client. That's our goal in every case. So if you or a loved one have been injured by a negligent party, I invite you to call us at 410-363-6848 for a free no-obligation consultation. And of course, there is never a fee if no recovery. The law offices of Michael A. Friedman, representing injury victims for over 35 years.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 8:05 brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name to get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. A battle of left-handers today in Detroit. Each could be making their final starts for their respective teams. Talking about Tarek Skubal for Detroit and Trevor Rogers, of course, for Baltimore. Both free agents at the end of the year, both coveted on the trade market. Rogers has made his preference clear.
Hopefully when the deadline comes and goes, I'm still here. But at the end of the day, I can't control that. You know, I just go out there and try to be consistent with my job and help the boys win.
And he's done a lot of that over his last 37 starts for Baltimore over the last 2 years. Rogers, 15-10 overall, an ERA of 2.95. Meanwhile, the new-look Ravens grabbing an increasing amount of attention from Baltimore sports fans. No less than 17 Ravens who had an impact last year are gone from the 2025 roster, including Pro Bowl center Tyler Linderbaum. Ravens offensive tackle Ronnie Stanley was asked how different it feels for him. Now 10 years in, he's the longest tenured Raven.
You know, we saw a lot of former Ravens have been here for a while leave this past offseason, but, you know, change is inevitable. That's something that happens throughout life, and, you know, I pride myself as being someone that's very adaptable to whatever situation I'm in.
Elsewhere in the NFL, the Raiders announcing four-time Pro Bowler Kirk Cousins will get the starting nod over number one draft pick Fernando Mendoza, at least for now. Maryland football and basketball making news this morning. Men's basketball will face South Carolina in Baltimore at the CFG Arena. That'll be on December 19th. And the football team, fresh off a 4-8 record a year ago, projected to finish 15th in the 18-team Big Ten. An improvement, though, from a year ago, when they ended up 1-8 in conference play, 17th overall. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Ravens' pass rush comes under scrutiny. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Reisterstown to Pigtown, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Those are the numbers, your local contact numbers you can call to contribute to the program here this morning. Coming up in this hour, Mom Donnie's grocery store bait and switch. We need to point out the frailties and failure of socialism. Maryland State Senator Brian Simonair is going to be our guest at the bottom of the hour, talk about his new ad he's taken out regarding the special session, which starts on Monday. Top story here today is Fox 45 Spotlight on Maryland doing a deep dive on task forces. And these are the groups that are appointed to study an issue. And in many cases, most of them don't really do anything. They're a complete waste of time. I think they're fraudulent. I think this is an abuse of our tax dollars. I don't have a figure yet on how much this is costing us. But Brooke Conrad over at Spotlight on Maryland has done a great job. For decades, these Maryland lawmakers here have responded to difficult policy questions by creating these task forces, many of them dead, many of them studying duplicate issues over and over and over again. And among the hundreds of studies launched in the last 10, 12 years, some groups have produced recommendations that have become law. Most have not. Some have failed to submit a report. In one case, the group that was supposed to study healthcare workforce shortages, be it in nurses, be it in doctors, be it whatever, they've studied the issue six different occasions from 2000 until 2022 and still haven't come up with any definitive answers. You talk about a monumental waste of time. Recently, during an appearance on YouTube on the show Surrounded, Democrat Governor Wes Moore asked about the reparations study and his veto of that slavery reparations study back then.
A lot of studies. I need action. And I oftentimes feel what ends up happening when it comes to policy is when there's things that we don't want to tackle, what do? We do long-term studies. I do not want to hear you tell me, if I say I cannot find housing that I can afford, I don't want to hear somebody tell me that's why I'm going to do a five-year study.
So we don't know what ineffective studies he might be referring to there, but in 2024, a commission made recommendations for a memorial to African-American Civil War soldiers in Maryland. 2 years later, no public plans to build it. A 2021 work group on home detention monitoring was not fully appointed and never met. The Health Services Cost Review Commission hasn't submitted reports mandated in 2021 on protecting Marylanders from hospital debt. They're falling down on the job. 2024, the Arts Incubator Work Group recommended a guaranteed income for artists, along with tax incentives, affordable housing, and pay standards and protections, none of which happened. Gerard Evans is a transportation lobbyist. He says the Train Commission, and they're out there setting the red line and transportation, they failed to submit a final report before they were disbanded.
I think just when they were starting to get to some of the meat of the problem with our transportation system, it was decided to disband the task force. And I'm sure to this day, I don't know why that happened.
Yeah, nobody really knows. They appoint these task forces where, you know, you appoint a task force and then it's doomed to die almost immediately. It's got so bad that former Senator Addie Eckert of the Eastern Shore actually proposed a task force to study task forces.
Oh, it was a real joke. I put it in, and I put it in for reaction because I thought at least if it could get to committee, there would be a discussion about it.
There was a 2021 task force to study canine breeding, but a lawmaker shut that down because it was absurd.
I got my job figured
out. That's right.
I'm going to be the czar of the Department of Redundancy Department.
That's just amazing. Canine breeding.
I'm going to be the new Irwin C. Corey.
This is, you know, again, this is what they do in this state. I mean, they just, it's just. Well, there's more.
Stay it just tuned. Goes beyond rhyme and reason.
Yeah.
You know, you and I and most people think, you know, the normal way, and these people are way out there.
Right. There's no common sense in Annapolis, that's for sure.
I almost threw up yesterday when I saw Jamie Raskin and what was her name? The former vice president's daughter having an affair. You know what I mean? Cheney. Liz Cheney.
Oh, Liz Cheney. Okay.
Yeah, I said, oh, my God, that's a hookup that was made in heaven.
Yeah, or hell.
Just think about the kids. Oh, my God.
No, thanks.
Nope. All right, Outer Loop, getting a report of a wreck. Haven't seen it yet. The report is on the Outer Loop between I-70 and Route 40. I'm looking at that area right now, and I'm looking to see if anything's arriving there because Baltimore County Fire was going out there as well. So if your head's up now, coming south from Liberty Road through I-70 Security Boulevard, we'll try to get a look at this and confirm exactly where it is. That debris is off the roadway now, Outer Loop at the BW Parkway, and that pace is better now as you're heading down towards Camp Meek Road. We had the wreck about an hour ago, westbound Route 32, around 198 coming over towards the BW Parkway. There is construction coming out of Crofton, and they had a single lane maybe through there, northbound Route 3 at 175, and the contractors working, they're there pretty much every day in Harford County, northbound I-95. They take away a lane at Route 24 northbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Well, we're calming down today after those storms rolled through the area last night. Partly sunny, breezy, 84, staying dry the rest of the week. And we start heating back up for the weekend. Right now, sunshine, 72 in Annapolis, 69 in Ellicott City. From the birthplace of our Star Spangled Banner, the National Anthem, at Fort McHenry, Baltimore, it's time to celebrate America's 250th birthday. To you by the Smile Design Center. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, check them out. 410-321-1100. We have been introducing you to the signers of the Declaration of Independence, all 56, none died as a result of their signature, but before the war was over, 5 would be captured, 12 would have their homes destroyed, 17 would lose their entire fortunes. None of the 56 would renounce the cause of independence. Of course, the author of that document, a Virginian by the name of Thomas Jefferson, born at the family's plantation, and the third of 10 children in this elite family. His father, Peter Jefferson, died in 1757, and 14-year-old Thomas was put under the guardianship of another. Thomas was well-educated, studying mathematics, ancient languages, metaphysics, and philosophy in locally run schools. At the age of 18, he entered the College of William and Mary, where he studied mathematics, metaphysics, and philosophy. There he would be introduced to the theories of John Locke and Isaac Newton, Francis Bacon as well, and would go on to become a successful attorney. By 1769, he'd enter the colonial government in Virginia as a member of the House of Burgesses. At the age of 33, Jefferson was one of the youngest delegates of the Second Continental Congress. Together with his newfound friend John Adams, he served on the Committee of Five chosen to write the Declaration of Independence. Although Congress did not pass Richard Henry Lee's resolution supporting colonial independence until July 2nd of that year, Jefferson had been working on a formal public declaration since earlier in June. He presented it to the full Congress, who edited it, removing a fourth of Jefferson's original draft. They did not remove his powerful preamble, which spoke eloquently of individual and human rights. Its assertion that all men were created equal, serving as a driving force decades later for excluded groups like African Americans and women in their struggle to gain an equal political voice. On July the 4th, 1776, Congress ratified the Declaration. In August 2nd, most of the delegates signed it, aware that they were committing treason in the process. Jefferson would go on to be elected to the newly created Virginia House of Delegates in September of that year, where he worked on the state constitution. He transferred the state capital from Williamsburg to Richmond. In 1781, Benedict Arnold, now an officer in the British military, led an invasion of Virginia trying to capture Thomas Jefferson, but he successfully escaped. In 1783, he would re-enter the national stage as a Virginia delegate to the Confederation of Congress, and he would author the Land Ordinance of 1784. Jefferson insisted these lands become states and wrote an ordinance that banned slavery from all the nation's territories. Congress, however, rejected that ban. 1 year later, Jefferson was sent by Congress to Paris to join Ben Franklin and John Adams. They were negotiating treaties with Britain and several European countries. Next up, he would serve as Secretary of State. Later on, he, of course, would run for president. He would lose to John Adams. and would serve as his vice president. And then 4 years later, Thomas Jefferson would eventually be elected president of the United States. He and his running mate Aaron Burr received the same number of Electoral College votes and had to go into the House of Representatives to decide that presidential election. Perhaps his biggest signature achievement outside the Declaration was the Louisiana Purchase. It added over 800,000 square miles to the U.S. Jefferson went ahead with that purchase, despite the fact he had to rely on implied powers in the Constitution. He was elected to a second term, but he would leave national office in 1809, replaced by President and his ally James Madison. Over 14 years, beginning in 1812, John Adams and Thomas Jefferson had political disagreements about many, many things. They actually became political enemies before Benjamin Rush united the two at the end of their political careers and their lives. John Adams would die on Independence Day, 1826. His last words were said to be, "Thomas Jefferson survives." Unfortunately, Jefferson had died a few hours earlier on Independence Day. And that is a look at America 250, brought to you by Smile Design Center.
WCBM Baltimore.
You've heard me say many times, Dr. Learfield of the Smile Design Center in Lutherville is the best. And right now, he's an amazing offer for anyone wanting to try Botox at a reduced cost. This is a great deal with a premier doctor. Dr. Learfield is looking for just 10 model Botox patients for before and after promotional photos. And he's offering deeply discounted rates. But you must act fast. This campaign is strictly limited to just 10 patients. Call 410-321-1100 to see if you qualify. That's 410-321-1100. Again, a limited time offer. Act fast.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hey, my good buddy Vinny Steele. Again, he's got all sorts of programs to help, you know, sell your home. It's still a good time to sell your home. I know it's midsummer and spring is the best time, but still a good time right now with a number of, housing is in rare supply. So if you're thinking about selling your home, be a good time to list it. But first thing you should do is call Vinny, 410-709-7515, and get access to his over 12,000 buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase your home right now. They'll get eyes on it before it hits the open market or MLS, and a chance for you to sit down with Vinny or one of his agents to discuss your home. And once you agree on the asking price and when you want to sell it, it's guaranteed to sell. And that is a guarantee that Vinny does make. And if it doesn't sell for that price in that window, then, of course, he will buy it from you and pay you in cash at market rate. So call Vinny today, 410-709-7515, or online at vinnysteo.com. All right, 8:23. Almost went backwards there for a second. 8:23, time for traffic weather on the threes. Chuck never goes backwards. He's always leaning forward, folks. Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down.
I don't know which way to take that. I don't like the sound of either one of them. The report here of this accident on the Beltway still have not confirmed. I don't see it on the outer loop south of I-70. There was some talk that it may be on the ramp from eastbound I-70 to the Beltway. So again, just looking in that area, didn't see any backup on I-70 coming into the Beltway. I don't really see anything major. However, going back up the Beltway towards Liberty Road and then from there back to the ramp at 795, that's really backed up through there and pretty solid at that point. So I'm not sure, there may be something there between 795 and Liberty, because after that it's more like broken field driving, not too much of a backup. There's a lot of traffic, though, right here at 795. So they're still looking. I'm still waiting to get that information on that. There was a minor wreck very quickly to the side on the inner loop of the Capitol Beltway at the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. Still backed us up to Indian Head Highway. Northbound construction coming out of Crofton. Northbound Route 3 before 175. And the contractor is working in Harford County. They limit a lane there. Northbound I-95 at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, a lot calmer today, thank goodness. Partly sunny, breezy, 84, the expected high. Sunshine and 70 right now in Pikesville, 71 in Columbia. Let's take a phone call here from Gary in Kingsville. Hello, Gary.
Good morning, Sean. Well, comment, a question, and then perhaps a correction. Comment is that I believe between Anthony Fauci's arrogance and his Trump derangement syndrome and Rand Paul's just persistence, he's going to gnaw on Fauci like a dog on a bone. and somehow try to get under his skin. And I think he's probably going to succeed because of the former things I said about Fauci, that Fauci will feel compelled to speak and probably expose himself to some further prosecution. I think that that's what's going to happen today.
Okay, we'll see.
Question. Somehow I'm at a loss to remember exactly how we got our hand. Is this a personal diary, like a girl's diary, or was this in a government computer that they got access to all this?
You know, I'm not sure whether it was a computer or whether it was a hard copy of it, but I think it was part of this, the subpoena, that request for documents to hold all documents that went out to Fauci as part of Senator Paul's investigation. So
they never did a raid on his house or anything like that, did they?
No, but I do believe he received a subpoena that all of his government, and as an official, you know, representing the White House Corona Task Force right. Back then, because he was an official of the government, all documents had to be kept, and of course that included anything personal that he kept relating to his job duties, and I think that's how they got it.
Okay. Now, the possible correction, and if I'm wrong, then you can correct me, but there is a popular belief that none of the founders recanted. It is my understanding, according to the research I've done, that there was one, Richard Stockton of New Jersey, who was treated horribly by the British and did at one point recant and was granted a pardon by the king.
I'd have to go back and look at that. That's something that... You know, I've heard something along those lines. I've just been able to see an official document. But let me research that. And, of course, if that's the case, we'll certainly make corrections. But and you said it was Stockton of Jersey.
Richard Stockton of New Jersey.
Yeah. Okay. I will take a look at it. And certainly, if that turns out to be true, we will certainly make the correction.
Alrighty, brother.
All right, Gary. Thanks so much. Appreciate the call. Appreciate that. 8:27, 27 minutes after the hour here on Casey and Company. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we have, of course, the senator from Anne Arundel County, Brian Simonair. He is out with an ad that is going to basically going after the special session that is being called next Monday, and he's being attacked by the left. This ad campaign against the special session redistricting effort. We'll check in with him on that. But back to this task force thing, which is just amazing. You look at the boondoggle. How much money? We don't know. We don't know how much money is actually spent on these task forces that end up studying all these alleged policy issues that the General Insane Asylum, they pass, you know, thousands of bills are introduced each and every year, and hundreds of them pass. Hundreds. And they still, and of course, that all costs us money. But then if they don't have time to get to a certain issue, then they create a task force, then they study it. Sometimes they come up with recommendations. More often than not, they don't. And former Senator Addie Eckert of the Eastern Shore saying, all this does is drain resources from the Maryland taxpayer.
If we keep establishing task force after task force, and they're still on the books, and they're still doing something, you are draining significant resources that could go to other priority initiatives. So it really behooves, I think, the governor, the speaker, the Senate president, to work together to determine what constitutes efficient government.
I tell you what would be a great man, because Jocelyn Pena Melnick, the Speaker of the House, out defending these task forces after this Spotlight on Maryland report aired yesterday. So she's out there defending it as a necessary tool of the government. And again, don't dismiss them. Because it overlooks the important role they play. I think a much more important role would be we need forensic audits. Forget these task forces. Forget these things to study these issues. Instead, spend taxpayer money to conduct forensic audits of all these state agencies and of all these so-called commissions, and see which of them work, which of them don't, which needs to be shut down, who is misspending or abusing our tax dollars. But, you know, the left never wants to do that. They just want an open-ended project where tax dollars go in and may not necessarily ever come out. All right, stay tuned. State Senator Brian Simon Ayres, our guest, coming up next, right after the 8:30 news. Speaking of which, time for an update now with Maggie Hunter.
Well, thanks. Good morning. BGE crews are continuing their efforts to restore power outages caused by Tuesday's severe storms. The utility expects to restore service to 80% of customers by 11 tonight, with the rest on Thursday. At the height of the storms, more than 30,000 customers lost power. As of early this morning, there were still around 10,000 customers without service throughout Baltimore and the metro area. Five men have been indicted in connection to a cross-country drug trafficking operation. Four men from Glen Burnie and a man from California are facing charges that include conspiracy to distribute and possession with intent to distribute controlled substances. The feds say on several occasions the Glen Burnie men traveled to California to buy the drugs that were then shipped to Maryland for distribution. In addition, the suspects allegedly robbed a supply source of 11 kilos of cocaine, marijuana, and cash. If convicted, the men could face decades in prison. And free gun locks and safes are now available at Enoch Pratt Free Libraries across Baltimore City. The Gun Safety Initiative is made possible through a $245,000 federal grant. The city has around 10,000 locks and 4,000 safes to distribute, and they are available on a first-come, first-served basis. Mayor Brandon Scott says careless gun ownership has led to preventable deaths, especially among young people, and secure gun storage should be a priority. And Captain James Landing says its waterfront crab house will be closed for the rest of the season after a Sunday morning fire. The restaurant on Boston Street has posted a message saying it wants everyone to know that even though the crab house will be closed, the restaurant is still open and still steaming crabs. The Captain James Seafood Restaurant is a well-known Fells Point landmark shaped like a ship. It's 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bo and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Here's a new wreck, I-95 southbound in the city. It's in the left center lane right before you get to the Eastern Avenue Bridge. So we're getting three lanes by to the right. One lane is getting by to the left. The backup is back to Moravia Road. Heavy damage on this one vehicle. The second vehicle involved, they're going to have to be towed away. There is help there behind them, but in the meantime, you have a backup. Best lanes right now, staying to the right of the accident, but you can get by in the left-hand lane. Going to be an extra 5 to 10 minutes right now through there. The construction area, northbound 95 in Harford County, there's a report now that in that backup at Route 24 in Harford County, that there may be an accident there as well, in addition to the construction on the northbound side. We're still waiting to find out where this wreck is on the outer loop of the Beltway in and around the ramps at I-70. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off a lot calmer for your Wednesday morning. As we head toward the afternoon, we'll see a mix of clouds and sun, highs in the 80s and breezy conditions as well, keeping us dry as we head toward the end of the week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
O's hoping for a better result today with Trevor Rogers on the hill, as opposed to what happened last night with Dean Kramer.
1-0 pitch, it's a sinker, and it's a missile to left field. Valencia hammers it out of here.
Jason Benetti had the call on Detroit Vision, one of two on the night for Eduardo Valencia, as the Tigers become the 22nd team in MLB history to score in every inning. They clobber the Birds last night. 14-0 was the final in Detroit. Orioles starter Dean Kramer gave up 8 runs in 4 innings pitched.
Didn't throw enough competitive pitches in the zone, and that's on me. Didn't set the table for the offense nor the guys that came in after, so 100% on me.
Now, today, Rodgers could be making his final start for Baltimore. The team has not offered him a contract as of yet. He's a free agent at the end of the season, and, of course, the trade deadline coming up 6 p.m. on Monday the 3rd. Ravens' pass rush will be under scrutiny this year, and well-deserved at that. The team that led the league with 60 sacks in 2023, second in the league in 2024 with 53, fell all the way to tied for 30th last year with only 30. Rush linebacker Tavius Robinson was asked what influence a guy like Trey Hendrickson can have on the pass rush room.
Yeah, Trey is honestly one of the hardest workers I've been around. He's been here since the first voluntary workout, and he was here all summer. So, you know, the past 6 weeks, we've just been grinding, getting after it. So to see a guy like him who, you know, with the career that he's had, he doesn't have to be at anything that's not mandatory. And he's been...
Exciting high school basketball news for you. Under Armour is bringing in some of North America's top high school basketball players to Baltimore, hosting its inaugural City Classic on August 15th at St. Francis Academy on the East Side. 20 of the top boys and girls players from across North America are expected to compete. NBA All-Star and Under Armour athlete De'Aaron Fox will coach alongside Derek Queen. Queen, of course, a Baltimore native, played one season at Maryland before reaching the NBA. On this day in Orioles history, we take you back to July 29th, 1988, one of the most famous trades in Oriole history. The Birds, mired in a miserable season, send Mike Boddicker to the Red Sox in exchange for Brady Anderson and Curt Schilling. And on this day in 1995, Monica Seles defeats Martina Navratilova in her return to tennis after she was stabbed in an on-court attack in 1993. The time now is 8:37, and that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, this is Rod Wittstedt. For the past year, I've been advertising here on WCBM, trying to offer Kim's listeners a very affordable rate of $525 for a will, a power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. Well, I can't keep that low rate up forever. If you contact me before August 1st, I will honor that rate. Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL. Thank you. By the way, $750 is still a great rate.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
It's 8:37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Monday, the special session on redistricting will meet in Annapolis. And State Senator Brian Simonair, who is a Republican from Anne Arundel County, has launched a video to call attention to what the Democrats are attempting to do in this special session. Here's that video, and then we'll talk with Senator Simonair about it in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Senator Brian Simonair, and I'm here in Annapolis, where an emergency special session is about to begin. Right now, Maryland families are struggling to afford basic groceries and skyrocketing electric bills. Yet, instead of making life more affordable for us, Annapolis leadership is spending your hard-earned tax dollars for a partisan power grab. When the Maryland courts ruled that their gerrymandered maps were unconstitutional, leadership didn't say let's make them fairer. Instead, they called us into special session to alter the state constitution so that the court could never stop them again. This is a direct assault on the checks and balances meant to protect you from government overreach. Gerrymandering is the ultimate form of voter suppression. When politicians manipulate districts to guarantee their own win, they make your voice obsolete even before you cast it. Sadly, during the special session, they're not going to listen to your voice because the results are already baked in. But don't let them take your voice away. This November, they need your approval for their power grab ballot question. Protect your voting rights and vote no to the ballot question. And let them know that the people still rule this great state, not the politicians. My campaign slogan over the last 20 years has been, restore the voice of the people. And this is another way that I fulfill my promise of standing up for the people. All people, whether Democrat, Republican, Independent, or any other affiliation. And as always, God bless America and God bless Maryland.
Joining us on our Newsmaker Hotline is State Senator Brian Simonair. Senator, thank you for joining us. Good morning.
Good morning, Sean. Pleasure.
Yeah. So it seems from that effective ad that you pretty much have basically concluded that this is a done deal. It's going to get on the ballot, and the only option we have to stop it is to vote against it. Is that an accurate read on this?
Yeah, so I've been down there for 20 years. I never planned to get in politics, but one thing led to another, and I wanted to be a different politician where I just didn't vote party line, actually stood up for the people. And I've seen this time and time again. When they come in for a special session for a tax increase or something, it is scripted. They know exactly what they're going to do. They know exactly what the votes are going to be, and it's going to pass. So when we're down there and when people come down to testify, realize you're talking to the press so you can get out a fair story and they'll cover it, because the politicians are not going to change their mind.
Yeah, and obviously they have the numbers, because it would take a 3/5 majority in both houses, and the Democrats do have that in the current Maryland General Assembly. And so do you have any figures on what the success rate is of a ballot referendum, or a question that goes on the ballot? Because a lot has to do with how it's worded and the legal language and so on and so forth. But I've always been under the impression that the vast majority of them pass. Do you have any numbers on that?
Yeah, so you're correct. The vast majority do pass, and you're also correct that the Democrat leadership will be able to write the question on the ballot. So it can either be confusing or sound better than it is. I think one of the last ones that failed was when they tried to raise the judge's age from 70 to 75 for retirement, but it's very infrequent. So another thing we can possibly try to do is get an amendment on there that says it takes 60% of the public vote to pass it, not just 50, because currently Democrats hold about 50% of the vote in the state. So they really wouldn't need any independents or Republicans to pass that ballot initiative.
Would that come out of this session? Would that be part of this session? Since it would apply to redistricting, that's the only topic you can discuss. Is that what you're going to be trying to do as Republicans?
Yes, we're going to try to come up with some clever amendments. One would be to amend it, the actual bill that they have, to say that for this to pass, you're going to have 60% of the vote. And you can do that right in the bill. So will the Democrats accept that? Probably not. But we'll get them on record for many things that they don't want to be on record for.
Regarding the redistricting itself, this is actually an amendment to the state constitution. And once it's amended, the only thing that would take it out is you'd have to go after the state constitution again and pull that out. And that would be very difficult to do, right?
Yes, and they do this on other issues, too. If they really want something, they'll put it in the state constitution, realizing, if the Republicans somehow got it, the majority down in Annapolis, they would still have to have 60% of the vote to pass a constitutional amendment. So they're pretty much putting this in for the future as well. But what it does is permanently, in my mind, it permanently removes the guardrails of these type of protections. And just give you a little background, I did a little research before I came on. Back in 2000, we had 4 Democrats and 4 Republicans representing us in D.C. They did the redistricting in 2000, and they gerrymandered it, and it went 6-2. In 2010, they gerrymandered again and went from 6-2 to 7-1. And then in 2022, they went from 7-1 to 8-0, and that's when the court struck it down. And so what they're trying to do is come back this session, remove those rules, and then basically give them blank checks so they can get 8-0. And the really important thing to notice in this, half the population that's registered to vote in Maryland, they're going to have their voices suppressed by this. Their vote is not going to count, because they're going to create Democrat districts, which means in the primary, the Democrats who vote are going to determine the race. And when you get to the general elections, it's already baked in, so all Republicans, all independents who can't vote in the primary, their voice is going to be silenced. And well, I think that's the real shame.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. More with Senator Brian Simonair in just a moment. We're going to take a brief pause for a traffic update. Here with the latest with traffic weather on the threes is Chuck Whitaker.
All right, this wreck on 95 South, as you're coming down eventually towards the Fort McHenry Tunnel, is in the left center lane southbound right before you get to the Eastern Avenue Bridge. So as you're coming down 95, coming out of Rosedale, coming into the city, before you get to Moravia Road, you have two options. The one single lane is open to the left, and then you have two lanes open to the right. The exit lane to Eastern Avenue is also clear. So there is a backup there. They have plenty of pre-warning, and you'll see it, but you're just going to have to make the move ahead of time, and we're backed up to Moravia Road. The incident on the Beltway now, looks to me, is on the west side between I-70 and Route 40 West. They're looking at it on the outer loop, and now the inner loop is also looking at it. So if you're coming up from Frederick Road, Edmondson Avenue, and Route 40, you'll have a delay on that side as well. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, a lot calmer today, partly sunny, breezy, 84 for the high today. And right now we're looking at sunny skies, and it is 73 in Annapolis. On our newsmaker hotline is Republican State Senator Brian Simonair, who has launched this video. By the way, the left is calling this an attack ad. Who are you attacking? Maybe the Democrats?
That's what they tend to do. They attack the messenger. But all this video is information about how they're attacking the voters in Maryland and taking their voice away. So it's not an attack. It's just highlighting what they're doing in Annapolis. And they want to get in and get out and don't want to talk about this. Normally, we have 90 days to pass a bill. They're bringing us in initially for a three-day session. Now I'm hearing it's going to be put down to 2 days, and they're going to suspend rules to rush this through. They do not want to highlight what they're doing. You know, Democrats tend to talk about voter suppression when it fits their narrative, but they're doing that in the state of Maryland right now, and they're quiet as a church mouse on that issue.
You know, the current state constitution requires legislative districts to consist of adjoining territory, be compact in form, and that due regard shall be given to natural boundaries and the boundaries of political subdivisions. And they want to change that because now they want to only apply that to the state legislative districts and not the congressional districts, which just, to me it seems that now would be equal treatment under the law. Is there any way that the Supreme Court would intervene on this, or do we have to wait till it actually happens?
Well, I don't think so, because the courts interpret the law, and if we pass a law, then they have to interpret the law we passed. The real power, and what I'm focusing on, is the people get the final voice. They get to say yes or no on the ballot question, and I think if we get the word out to the people, they'll understand that they're taking half of Maryland's voting rights away, and they'll vote against this. You know, what they can do now, if they pass this bill, they can say, okay, Eastern Shore, which has its unique issues, can be tied in across the Chesapeake Bay into Anne Arundel County, Prince George's, and all the way out to Montgomery County. And it's very difficult for a representative to do that. And then just on a practical note, Sean, you know, administrations change in D.C. You never have a Republican all the time. You never have a Democrat president all the time. And if you have some Republicans and some Democrats, you can reach out to the administration and get things done for your state. But if you only have one party representing you, it's going to hurt when you have a Republican administration in there and you have no Republican to talk to them.
Yeah.
So this is all a power grab for the Democrats. And I'll say one other thing. I was minority leader when they did this to the state legislature, and we did this listening tour. And I complained to the leadership, and I said, you're listening, but you know exactly what you're going to do, and you're not going to listen to what they're saying. And it was so frustrating to see people come out, Democrats, Republicans, independents, saying they don't want gerrymandering, and they just went ahead and did it. So in the Senate, with our state laws or our state maps, we have 47 senators. After they redistricted in 22, now only one competitive race in, out of 47. They're all determined in the primary now.
Yeah,
And it's going to make us like more like D.C. because you're going to get further right people on the Republican and further left on the Democrat side.
Well, I've always thought that the only drawing of districts should be based on population and geography and political stripe and or, you know, racial districts that all should be tossed out. But, again, yeah, that's the way things have been done.
I'm a proponent of a nonpartisan commission. I know several other states do that. Get the politicians out of it. If if the politicians are in it, they're going to do it for their benefit, not the people. What we wanted is that people are represented well, and it's not about a political party, whether you're Democrat or Republican.
All right, so you're calling this the Maryland Voter Suppression Act of 2026, this constitutional amendment. If folks want to see the video and want more information, Senator, where should they go?
You can see it on www.simonair.com. Put it on the front page. And
very good.
YouTube and all that. So.
All right, well, it starts on Monday. It's now down to a couple of days, according to Senator Simonair. So we'll wait and see what happens. And thanks for leading the charge. We appreciate that, Senator.
Sure. Pleasure talking with you, Sean.
All right. Have a great day. That's Senator Brian Simonair, Republican, longest-serving state senator in, of course, from Anne Arundel County. And we'll see. We'll see what happens. They want to take away complete Republican representation in the state of Maryland, and they want to redraw Andy Harris's district and make that a Democrat district going forward. Won't happen in time for 2026, but it could happen for 2028. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Our feel-good news brought to you by Town Appliance, of course, down on Reisterstown Road, Noings Mills, for all your appliance needs. Well, President Trump yesterday announced he will bring to the White House a heroic teen lifeguard and award him with the highest civilian honor. If you've not seen the video yet, it is a video of a California lifeguard, a 16-year-old lifeguard by the name of Ryder, I think is his first name. And you can see him in Santa Cruz, California. He rescues a 10-year-old boy from monstrous waves and rough surf. Heart-pounding video of the dramatic rescue shows the teen lifeguard calmly deploying his training techniques to rescue the young boy caught in these violent waves. He repeatedly ducks under the whitewash as waves continue to crash on him during the rescue. Bystanders tried to rush into the shore to help the lifeguard pull the boy out of the churning water, but he kept telling them to, no, don't get involved here. Eventually, another lifeguard comes to his aid, and they were able to successfully rescue this young boy, and of course this was all done this is the lifeguard training that they get. And now, of course, all sorts of people want to start a GoFundMe page, but Ryder's mom says not necessary, but if you want, you can always donate to the Santa Cruz Lifeguard Training Academy, so more people like Ryder can successfully rescue people from riptides and currents and are having trouble in the ocean. But if you haven't had a chance to see it, it's all over the social media. Again, this is in Santa Cruz, California, where this lifeguard, again, every time a lifeguard goes in to commit a rescue, they themselves are in great danger and jeopardy as well. So kudos to this young lifeguard, and hopefully we'll see him at the White House in the near future. And that's a look at our Feel Good News segment brought to you by Town Appliance.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you want to stay cool this summer, then you need to head to Town Appliance in Owings Mills for their huge 4th of July savings event. This is your best chance to pick up a window or wall air conditioner with top-tier systems from LG, GE, and Friedrich ready to go. Plus, Mayer and Mayer will help you find the perfect fit for your home and your budget with flexible financing available. Visit townappliance.com today for more information or right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills.
If you've been hurt because someone else was careless, you deserve answers and, of course, compensation. I'm JB the Ouch Guy, and with me, you pay nothing unless we win your case. No upfront fees, no risk, just results. Call 877-OUCH-911 today. Ouch Guy is on your side. Ouch Guy is Yehoshua Beer.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Day 53, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the update with the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
The wreck on 95 and the city's still here. This one vehicle that rear-ended the other one is heavily damaged now, southbound, right in the left center lane before you get to the bridge at Eastern Avenue. If you're exiting at Eastern Avenue, that ramp lane is open. You have one lane to the left and two lanes to the right at the accident scene. The wrecker has just pulled up there and starting now to remove the vehicles. They're going to keep the left-hand lane open, but it might be a little bit of a tight squeeze, so I would hang to the right from Moravia Road just to make sure you don't have any problems there. Leftover slowing on the Beltway, but getting a little better now on the west side. The wreck was in that area between I-70 and Route 40. It's trying to loosen up. The inner loop at Greenspring has been a little bit slow through there, but that's pretty much normal. And I'm just going back up to the camera here at Hartford Road to see how the northeast side looks, and that's much better coming over towards Providence Road and Pearing Parkway. Construction is underway. They block a lane northbound 95 at Route 24 in Hartford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Again, nicer day today than last night, that's for sure. Partly sunny, breezy, 84. It'll stay dry for the rest of the week with a warm-up heading towards the weekend. Sunny in 74 downtown, 73 in Dundalk. Well, during his campaign, Zohran Mamdani, the commie, promised to bring down food prices and costs in New York City. His state-owned grocery store program, however, will not reduce the cost of food. Instead, it shifts the cost to the taxpayers. Millions of taxpayers will pay the taxes needed to keep these stores open, even though many will live too far away to ever use them. Here is Kami Mamdani on his new grocery store scheme.
Here's how it will work. Once a month, our five city-run grocery stores will set prices for this core set of goods at 30% below typical retail prices. No exceptions, no gimmicks. The savings will last for the entire month. That means no weekly fluctuations nor sticker shock at the checkout line.
Yeah, well, the problem with is that food is not cheaper at the Mamdani grocery stores. Someone else is paying for it. That is the bottom line. That is the lesson in today's socialism. Again, there's no such thing as free lunch, free food, or 30% discount on food. If a store decides to discount something, that is usually called a loss leader. It's meant to get people into the store. They'll take a loss on that item in order for you to buy other stuff, because most people just won't go in and buy just that one item. I mean, it's a common sales tactic. But the idea here is no one is giving anything away. And for these New Yorkers to believe that they're going to be able to come in and pay 30% less and somebody else isn't paying for it, is they're just fools. And that is the folly here in all of these socialist schemes. Now, not only that, where taxpayers are going to foot the bill for these reductions in prices at the grocery stores that Mamdani runs, but they also have problems with supply chain. And we've seen these other stores in Kansas City and other areas that, you know, it goes like gangbusters for the first couple of days, and all of a sudden the shelves are bare. They have a hard time stocking because you can't, you know, you're affecting the bottom line. You can't invest profit in acquiring new product. It's a vicious cycle. And so these socialists, these communists don't understand that. They never do. And they've been trying this since, what, 1917, since the Bolshevik Revolution in the former Soviet Union. There's also another election bombshell that you should know about. And by the way, the other thing is that local store owners, the bodegas, have you ever been to New York City? These are local stores, little marts and shops, and, you know, you can go out and you get your liquor, you can get a package store, you can get whatever. They suffer as a result of it because people bypass the local bodegas to go get the discounted goods. Anyway, a prominent election integrity activist has now uncovered a bombshell suggesting that the New York City mayor, his victory may not have been legitimate. Marley Hornick, founder of Real America Vote and New York Citizens Audit, has suggested the 2025 election included large numbers of unqualified or non-existent voters, but that's only part of the problem. She said that she, quote, "I actually don't know whether Mamdani won the mayoral race. I'm not here to say that he didn't, but what she is today we uncovered a problem," she said, "in New York City, and the New York State Board of Elections have no idea if Mamdani won the mayoral election either, and that's where the rubber meets the road here. They looked at a million, after examining 1 million of the total 2 million votes who participated in the election. Her organization discovered that 7% were non-existent in records, 6% had fake Social Security numbers, 10% didn't even live in New York City. So if you do the math there, that's 23% may have been bogus votes. In total, they identified 230,000 illegal votes, which exceeded his 207,000 vote margin of victory over New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, who ran as an independent. So this bears some reviewing. Don't know for sure if it would cancel or basically nullify his election. But again, this is how fraud works in America today. That's why we need the Save America Act. That needs to be passed at the federal level. And so that will affect all elections where that have federal candidates. And that's every 2 years, folks, if you do the math on that. All right, Kim Klasick is off on vacation. Coming up next, Andrew Langer is going to be sitting in for Kim at the top of the hour. We're back tomorrow morning bright and early at 6. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.